What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
And Minnie.
And I'm Ender's Logic.
that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready at all either.
Yeah. She's not here. So we're all thrown off. Yeah. We're giddy with excitement.
People
with
are sitting
absence.
In different places. Yeah. It's just chaos here.
Boom. Yeah. First subscription of the day. Thanks. Recycled.
I think she's getting...
And biddies. Fuck. We're
Jeez.
Killing it.
Shit's going crazy.
Nice. On a Monday. Too.
On a Monday.
Yeah, this is technically our 5-year anniversary. You know, the actual date that the podcast started is kind of in question. We have some unaired episodes. We'll hear a little bit of that later. But this is technically our 5-year anniversary here. So congratulations, everyone.
Bobby's prepared some stuff for us, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
It's not as bad as you think. If you
I have
back
no
to the original.
Idea. I have no idea what it is, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I have an idea. All right.
But we do want to thank our new Patreon, Martin. Thank you very much.
Thanks, homie.
Yep. And also the winner of the Twitch clip contest.
Yeah, so we called an audible. It's not the one whoever got the most views. We did a vote because we have favorites and we like to play those favorites. So get on the good side. Actually, no. We just went for what we thought was the funniest. Do we have a runner-up, Bobby, or do you just want to play the winner?
I don't have the runner-up queued.
Okay. So here's the winner. Who's the person?
Jens.
Jens, congratulations, man. You're getting Black Ops 4. Oh, <it's done. laughs> That's...
So she is here in spirit.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, can we hit the loop off?
I'm just going to loop that the whole episode. It's going to be playing in the background.
The title to that one was Chi Reacts to Minnie's New Glasses.
Because she's looking in his, like, generally right at him and having that reaction. And I was like, wow, she's quite the actress. But apparently there was a spider on the mic.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew this during the episode.
It was one of the tiniest spiders I've ever seen in my life. It was like the head of a needle of a pin.
Ha ha ha, please leave on loop.
Yeah.
Women do not like spiders. It's a fact.
For those not watching the stream, actually... There was no spider. It's some very naughty things going on in that video. It also sounds like that, too.
Between Chi and Minnie?
Yeah. It could sound like that. It sounds very, very insinuating. All right. So congratulations, Jens. We'll be getting that copy of Black Ops 4. Played some zombies with us.
He's won a disproportionate amount of stuff, I feel. I think he won the... photo contest? I'm not sure.
He might have. Yeah, he's paid his dues. He's one of our longest loyalist listeners.
Yep, for sure. I'm sure there's some lurkers out there that have been there fapping to us in silence for years. But
mm-hmm.
He's vocal.
They're out there. All right, so let's talk about some games that have come to our attention recently. Anthem is being released December 8th. Now, you already have access to this if you have the upgraded Origin access.
Yeah, right? Premium.
Okay, so, the premium.
Yeah, so I'll have it day one, I think, or maybe even a little early if they do some wacky release like they did on Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
I did not look at the alpha test, but I know Fastidious got into it, so I'm going to talk to him and see what he has to say about it. I'm not sure if there's a NDA on this, but I'm super excited for this game. This is probably my most anticipated game of the year.
Oh, I'm sorry. The alpha test starts on December 8th.
Yeah.
Signups are open right now.
Oh, you thought it came out?
I thought it was being released on the 8th.
Oh, see, I don't think
but because if you already have the Origin premium, then I'm sure you automatically get into the alpha, right?
I don't think so. You still have to.
You still have to sign up.
You still have to sign up, yeah.
Wow.
So I think it's going to be a really small sample size.
But the game will be included when it releases.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm in this weird spot where I'm like not about alphas and betas, but I should play them because of the podcast, but I don't know.
It kind of ruins the experience.
It ruins the experience. Like, mm-hmm. I want a polished thing my first time in, especially with something that I've had these high hopes for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about this is it looks a little too Destiny-ish for me sometimes. But on the other end, so did you guys see them put... God damn it. It was a picture of a Mass Effect character inside of Anthem.
No.
Did you see it? Somebody has it somewhere. It looks awesome. And but I don't know if somebody took their custom mech and made it that way on the like creator, if there is. I don't know if you can customize these things that much. Or if, because it's the same company, right? Is it BioWare? Right? Same
company. Is it?
Yeah. So, or they just put it in there. They probably just put it in there. Anyway, okay. It looks super fucking sweet. Hopefully you can make and customize your shit to the nth degree. That would be ideal. You know, when you have something like Iron Man suits and you pick up a new right arm cannon, I better get a new visual right arm cannon. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
For sure, man.
Yeah. So I hope they put, 300, 400 parts in there.
Not that Final Fantasy effect where you always look the same throughout the entire game.
Oh, no. Sometimes your cloak goes from green to brown.
Not in Final Fantasy. I mean, your weapon changes, but everything else is.
A lot of expectation on this game. Hope it delivers.
Dude, I think this is like not that BioWare is in deep shit, but, you know, they're coming off of a bad game that didn't do well. And they're putting massive amounts of money into this.
Well, didn't they say the reason they didn't do well on that last game is because they put all their effort and resources into Anthem? Like, didn't like some post-mortem article come out after the failure of, what was it, Mass Effect Andromeda?
Andromeda, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which, by the way, apparently is not that bad of a game these days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoyed it when I played.
You're living up to the Mass Effect standard. Those are very high.
Yeah. And then she ended up, I think, did she finish that game? I feel like she finished it.
Yeah, she did, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did Chad.
The one game she finished last year?
Yeah. It wasn't even on her list because it didn't exist at the time.
All right. Being released on December 7th is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Pre-ordered.
I have not been so hyped about a game in years.
Man.
Like, think since Titanfall 1, I have not been this hyped about a game coming out.
And you hear things early on, and there's not one iota of something negative for this game. Like, I haven't found anything. Do you know if you get all the characters out the gate?
You get every character out of the gate, but if you pre-order, you also get Piranha Plant.
Right. But then I saw that there's, like, the $89 version, and then it's called the, like, Season Pass or something.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
I don't know. I think they're going to be doling out characters like crazy.
There is going to be four characters that are slated to be released later.
Okay.
And I think
they'll probably charge for them.
They might, but one has already been announced. I can't remember what it was. Okay.
Do you feel like you're going to play online competitively?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
I want to get back into fighters.
Yeah, me too, man.
Who is Captain Falcon?
He's a racer from F-Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Forgot about a lot of these people. Falco from Star Fox.
I like the crossover stuff, like the Solid Snake. Yeah. Ryu is in here. What are some of the
Pokemon Trainer will be cool.
Little Mac from
Punch-Out.
Ridley, I think that's from Metroid.
That is from Metroid, yeah. He's like the main baddie.
Mm-hmm. King K. Rool. He was one
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he was a late edition, I remember.
Yeah.
And then it's so funny, there's so many memes. I think Wario is going to probably be in that pack just because of all the memes from Wario.
Oh,
not making it in.
Oh.
Have you seen all these things?
Is Wario's in?
I don't think so. Well, when all the memes were
being made. Waluigi's not in.
I mean, Waluigi, that's what I'm meant Waluigi. To be saying.
So he's coming in as a trophy in this game, and that's kind of like I think this uses kind of like an NPC fighter type. It's like a deployable fighter. I don't know exactly how it works,
gotcha.
But it's not a playable character.
Bobby, have you ever been into a Smash?
No.
Yeah.
Never really
it's a controller game. Like you,
yeah.
You'd have to get a Switch. You'd have to pay. You'd buy the game. You'd have to pay for the online, and then you'd have to suddenly be really good at controllers.
Yeah.
So it's a tall glass.
Yeah. Not interested.
Did you used to play Smash Brothers?
Yes, I was very good at the Super and 64.
Okay,
original. Well, I was good before it went.
Yeah, in your group of friends.
Yeah, in my group of friends, I was really good.
Yeah,
and then subsequently, I haven't been very good. I haven't put the time in to get good at any of the other ones.
Who was your main on that one?
Link.
Link. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played Samus.
Samus.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Also, Just Cause 4.
Shut these fucking Nintendo nerds up. Just Cause 4 comes out tomorrow. You guys have been listening to me want it. I just can't afford it, man. I went in.
$60.
I just went in on a $60,000 fucking camper. So
I mean, what's $60 on top of that?
Right? Yeah. That's nothing.
But these games tend to drop in price very quickly. You get like some digital deluxe version later for super cheap, or they're part of some bundle. So you could probably wait and pick it up later.
Yeah, but it's good for the podcast. Like, because as far as like, well, I guess we have had a stream of AAA titles of the last few weeks. So I guess not. There hasn't been a big gap. Anyway, maybe somebody will play it.
All right. Also being released, BattleTech Flashpoint.
That one was actually released last week, and I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet.
But you own it.
I pre-purchased that.
How much was it? So this is a DLC
I think it was like $15, $20.
$20.
Wasn't the original game $20?
No, 40? 40, I believe. Yeah.
But everybody, like there's some people who got really into BattleTech, and do you think everyone's lost interest now that the DLC has come out? Like, is it going to pull people back? Because I feel like everybody's already over the game.
I believe you're right. The only people that are going to be playing this, I think, are the people who just can't get enough of BattleTech. This one looks pretty cool. It's really not much is coming out with this. A few new, skirmish modes, like three or four new mechs. The only real big addition to that would be Hatchet Man. It's just a medium mech that has a hatchet on its arm. So it's bigger melee damage. But yeah, it's really not, this isn't like a overhaul or anything. It's same game, a little bit.
More content.
Is there more story? Is there additional story?
I was looking around for that, and I couldn't find any confirmation about more story.
That's a tall order for $20. If you're just adding bits and pieces here and the bells and whistles, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see, multi-mission short story.
I wish I was in that fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's, I think the main campaign is, that's it. There is nothing more with this Flashpoint.
I saw some story elements, maybe. It looked like they were on the...
Yeah, I think they're like short stories. Like you play like a short campaign, maybe.
Gotcha. I wish I was in the boardroom when they came up with Hatchet Man. I just... excuse me, what? Oh, yeah, he has a hatchet. Hatchet Man? Fucking nerd. Get the fuck out. It's terrible.
All right. Also being released soon. We're moving right through this.
Yeah.
We're getting through this nice and quick. We got a lot to get through, too, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Mutant Year Zero, Road to Eden. This is a game that we looked at a couple months ago, maybe, and visually this game is very striking. There's these anthropomorphic animals. Looks like Howard the Duck and some pig walking around on his hind feet. And if you look at the gameplay, it looks very much like XCOM, like tactical turn-based strategy type game.
Can we see some gameplay, Bobby, please?
Yeah, let me skip through this. I think there's a lot of...
This definitely looks like the dystopian version of anthropomorphization. When you take animals, you make them like humans.
Yeah. That's the one.
So, here's some gameplay right here. I mean, just pictures, still shots, but looks just like even the UI and everything is... similar to XCOM or even Shadowrun.
I wonder if they're taking themselves seriously. Like,
I think they're going to have like more abilities in this one, like to enhance the zaniness.
And you're just saying that because you're hoping, right?
No, I've seen some.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I haven't seen any videos showing that, but I've seen some screenshots showcasing some things.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it looks like they're going to have more abilities than like your standard XCOM.
Well, if you have standard three... characters, you probably have to like elaborate on those characters, otherwise they get bland.
I think there's four, but there's only three being debuted in that video.
I hope one of them isn't that guy, because I can't stand his head.
He's pretty tumory.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his brain. So this game is $35, comes out December 4th,
tomorrow or today if you're listening to the podcast on Tuesday.
It looks cool. I mean, like right away it's got that appeal to it, that that cool factor, but I don't know. You never know until like people actually play it and then start to pick it apart and you really see if the game holds up.
Yeah, it's an unknown IP, so it's definitely going to have to go through some trials first.
But whoever did their CGI is very good.
Yeah, the graphics look good.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I can imagine being the doctor. I'm sorry, folks, but grandma's super tumory. Just making up words over here. I like it.
All right. And last, the Game Awards, December 6th, everybody's favorite. The yearly Game Awards, I'm assuming hosted by Jeff Kiley, taking place just in L.A. I mean, it's like $50 a ticket. We could totally go, but, you know, who's
going to
do that?
Going to L.A. You have to pay me to go there.
So what I noticed about this is you can actually vote. Like, they're opening up. In the past, you've been able to vote, but only on certain categories. But this year, I think you can vote on, like, Game of the Year, like the big ones. So, yeah, you can vote on Game of the Year. They've got Assassin's Creed Odyssey running. Celeste, really? God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, Red Dead Redemption 2, Best Ongoing Game, Best Game Direction, the typical categories, yeah. It looks like.
Ongoing, that's kind of new, right? I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it kind of caters to this whole games as a service type thing.
Yeah.
It almost seems like, you know, in the Academy Awards, they have like the same categories. Every now and then they'll add a new one, but for the most part, it's like the same ones that have been going on for years and years. And I feel like with gaming, you have to be a little more flexible because it changes so much. I don't know. The best narrative, best art direction.
When is it, Molly?
December 6th. It's usually a 3-hour event that they stream. It'll be on Steam, and the games that are nominated will be on sale. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Fortnite is not in the running for Game of the Year.
Yeah, it really is more than anything else, just a popularity contest.
Wait, maybe it's in Best Ongoing Game? It is. Best Ongoing Game.
What do you wear when you go to this thing? What would you wear?
Dude, see, that's the thing. Like, they have people coming up and like, not even business casual, dude. Like, just these guys...
Shorts and t-shirts,
yeah, flip-flops. I'm pretty sure there was a dude in flip-flops and cargo shorts last year. And they come up with their phone and they, like, read their acceptance speech off their phone. And it's just kind of like... I don't know. After watching, I've watched a lot of award shows, and this is definitely on the more casual side of it. I don't know how I feel about that, because they really made an effort to switch over to this more classy, kind of upscale award show. And I like it. You know, I like that they went that direction, because before that, they were terrible. Like, Spike used to do them. Did you guys ever see the ones with Samuel L. Jackson hosting? I mean, they were fun, but they weren't serious. And I think we've really been lacking like a platform to really appreciate games on this level. And I feel like this could be it.
Well, last year was the first year that Steam supported them and live streamed from there.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's always been very involved in this. And I talked about this when they did the Golden Joystick Awards a week or two ago, but this one is littered with ads.
Yeah.
Ads, and they're also going to be, there's going to be some first-time trailers for games that are being worked on. Like, Cyberpunk 2077 has said, don't expect anything at the Game Awards. I'm a little disappointed about that. But a lot of developers use this as an opportunity to promote whatever game that they're working on or their upcoming projects. So we'll probably see a lot of announcements and some cool stuff like that, but also like a lot of just promotional stuff too.
I think when they made the jump to digital, what, 2 or 3 years ago, their numbers shot way up because, you know, you're not requiring people to have Spike TV, which is on cable. Mm-hmm. And so you can reach so many more people, and it's free.
Well, the transitional year was the worst that anyone had ever seen. I think that was 2014, the one where it was Jeff Kiley and who's the dude from Community? I always forget his name.
Yeah.
Which guy?
He was also in that movie about the bear.
He does the soup.
Yeah, he did the soup. Not the old soup, but the new one.
He's very good and very witty.
Yeah, but it was just a disaster. He kept going off script, and it just, like, they were trying to be funny, I guess, and it just didn't land. You can watch all the terrible moments from that, and I bring it up every year because I'll never forget that.
Joel McHale.
There it is. Joel McHale. Yeah, him and Jeff Kiley.
Oh, it's Jeff Winger in the Community. Okay.
Yeah. So I
feel that you always are like a cheerleader for this. Like, you want this to really do well, right?
Yeah.
This is your favorite award. So I feel the same way. I feel like it's like for gamers by gamers type of thing.
Everything else is just low production though.
Yeah. This definitely has high production. They do their best to make time on this, but you can tell that they have to cut some things short, like very impromptu. Like, when they did the interviews last year, they were just like, okay, and you're cut off, get out of here, and we're moving on to the next. And the year before that, they had to keep announcing, like, we don't have time to present these, so winner of this award is that, winner of this award is that. Okay, well, what's next? You know, like, they're definitely trying to fill a certain time slot there. But
until a crazy Armenian goes.
Oh, and he's coming back this year too.
He's probably
he's coming back. Yeah,
oh, no,
he must have become a meme. But on that same note, I think Minnie and I are going to play his game this week
eventually if I can get internet in my room. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, you want to do it?
Hey,
you never have time.
No,
you don't have internet, bro.
When I get it,
it's like
no. You can't just replace me.
Yeah, I can.
No,
Bobby, do you want to play it?
Play what?
A Way Out, the Armenians game.
Yeah, I'd play it. Yeah.
It's free. It's free for you.
It's free. Yeah, because you have the premium thing.
I have the premium. I can send you a copy.
All right.
You win?
Yeah.
Are we escape from jail? Okay, you're done.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm not available at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
And you were fucking gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you knew that. That wasn't a surprise to you.
Yeah.
Bobby has no qualms about taking your spot.
No, he did not skip a beat.
Yeah.
Until I stand him up and then he moves on to Chi.
Yeah.
All right, so Game Awards, hopefully that'll be good. We'll see.
We should just have him do that. You have to play with Chi now.
Yeah, could you imagine? She'd just be like trying to start a relationship with a guard so that she could fuck her way out of jail.
Didn't she just run away as soon as like the plot progresses?
Yeah, there's a spider.
All right. Okay, so that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing.
There's a short list. Everybody's adults now. We don't have time for video games. I guess the big release this week was Artifact. I was waiting for it for a long time. $20 game, first game Valve has made in 8 years or so. And it shows that it's Valve for sure. The production value, it's a card game, it's a tradable card game. Its production value and looks are really high. It looks great. The thing that they're doing here is you're almost playing three separate games of Hearthstone, and you need to win two of them in order to win. Because it's a Dota clone, or it's in the Dota world. So there's three lanes like a MOBA trying to push, and if you win two of those lanes, you win by killing what do you call the first thing in most games? Guys, not the core, but the first thing.
The tower?
Sure. Tower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because in Smite, it was a Phoenix, right?
No, Phoenix was the last thing.
Yeah.
It was the second to last. You had the boss second giant, the Phoenix, and then the two towers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
you're talking about the second to last.
Yeah, second to last.
Okay, yeah. In Smite, there were Phoenixes. In most other MOBAs, they just call it like...
Keeps? No, that's...
Well, Keeps Hots. Is Hots, but they call them like, what, secondary towers or something?
They call them...
They're still towers, but I don't know. It's kind of different in every game.
Okay. The only reason I say it's the secondary one...
In Dota, you have Rax.
Because if you keep fucking pummeling that one lane... a tower has 40 health. If you kill it, then the core is exposed, mm-hmm. but it has 80 health. So if you just win... If you kill a core, you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's cool.
If your opponent wins the other two towers because you're focusing on one, then you lose because he's going to kill two 40 point towers before you kill that. You do 120 in the other one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So do you have to kill the core to win the game?
No.
Okay.
You can just take out two towers and you win.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically like they recreated a MOBA in a card game. Like they really, with the whole three lanes, and then you can just core through one, or you can go for a more split approach.
I've played three games of this.
Is that Sniper in our Google Docs? Yeah.
Yep.
What the fuck, man? He's just sabotaging the show live. I played three games of this. I am not disappointed in the production value, the looks, any of this. I think it's worth $20. The big sticking point here and the reason that it's getting shitty reviews is nobody likes the monetization of how they did this.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fault them, really. So, in this game, it doesn't seem like there's going to be as many cards as other games. But I can't say that for sure. I've played three games. What I do know is what they're trying to go back to is Magic the Gathering old school buying physical cards. Now, the upside of that, if there is one, is that right now there's a card trading for on the market $22. That already compensates you for the game right there. So you get 10 packs when you buy the game for $20. If one of these cards, if two of those cards are $10 cards, you've already recouped your money. It has its own economy. I used to have a friend when I was playing Magic that lived off of Magic cards. He would play tournaments, win a little bit, sell those packs, trade things, and he just hustled. Drove around San Jose and just kind of like, he's a Magic card hustler, and people are going to totally be able to do that on here. It's its own economy.
Yeah, it's kind of taking it back to the roots of old CCGs.
Yeah, and you know, I get it. It's fine, I think.
I think people are a little less accepting of that this day and age, though, after we've had things like Hearthstone and Elder Scrolls, but I don't know. You got to admire them. I mean, it is Valve, so they can just sell a lot off their name.
Yeah. The only thing that, like, maybe you can't make a living off this is because what is Valve's cut on trades?
Oh.
Do we know? Bobby?
Wait, what?
Depends on
what's how Valve's cut when somebody buys an item for somebody else. Isn't it 30%?
In the Steam market?
Yeah.
It varies depending on the item.
Depending on how much it costs or how much you're selling.
It's not a percentage?
It's not a flat percentage. Because they sell things for 3 cents and you make you make 1 cent off of that. If something sells for 3 cents, you make 1 cent off of that. So, I mean, you can't really scale it, but it's a sizable cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps me. It's not old school because of that. You know, they take a sizable cut. So can you turn a profit? Can you do this professionally?
I mean, people do. Probably not. I think people still, I don't know, man. There's people out there that try to hustle CSGO items and stuff. It's a lot of hustle for like not that much of a money. It's that much money, but you can do it just sitting on your ass. It's one of those things where it's like, I run into this with kids all the time. Like if you put as much effort into avoiding the work as you did, or if you put as much effort into doing the work as you did avoiding it, then you'd get an A. I feel like that's what it comes down to with a lot of these people in Steam markets. Of course, a lot of them are using like software or programs or whatever to automate a lot of things, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know if you can make a living off of that. And if you can, it's just you're probably better off going out and getting a real job.
Now, as far as the gameplay, I'll try to explain it as quickly as I can. There's heroes. What keeps buzzing? I keep hearing it over and over.
Not me.
That's a phone.
Yeah, I know. Is it yours?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
I did.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There it goes again.
There it goes again.
That's popular over here.
I'm all thrown off, man. So like a MOBA, you have heroes per lane, but it's your opponent's primary goal to knock out all the heroes from that lane because when... Dude, turn it off.
I didn't think you could hear if it was on my dick, but I was wrong.
Stuff it up your veg, see what happens then. God damn it, dude. You can't cast spells of the color of that hero if you don't have a hero. So if you don't have a black hero, you can't cast black hero cards in that lane. And
do they have to be active?
Active like on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have to be on, but you don't have to pay for them. There's like a hero phase where whatever hero you draw, you can just play, but they have to survive. They have to have had, there's a lot going on.
I don't think you can explain this.
You can't
on audio.
You can't, really. No. you can't even watch this. And I think that's a big problem for this game is that people are tuning into streams like, oh, what's this game about? And just being completely lost. It has no casual viewership. Like you have to be very well versed in the game already to enjoy watching a stream of it. And I think that hurts it, but that's the same for any card game. I think maybe not Hearthstone, but a lot of them.
So taking the monetization out of it, it is a good game. I am having fun, but it isn't exactly what I need from a card game. Starting with Hearthstone, things have been dumbed down so much that I'm used to not thinking anymore or not thinking very much. It's just kind of like you go through the paces. This feels like a goddamn battle. Like there's with the front lines moving on left, I might get flanked on the left. Oh, maybe there's a chance that he's like sandbagging over here it looks like he's going to really push this lane, but then he moves. There's character, there's hero movement cards, and so he can jump all his guys to the other lane out of nowhere, you know, on one thing. If I show weakness in one lane, then he powers through that lane. So there's a lot going on. Not like learning chess or like something really, really complicated, but you know, there is a learning curve for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm playing super slow right now. Each player has their own timer, kind of like a time chess where like you move and then you hit the timer or whatever. Yeah. So there's that going on, which is nice. It keeps the game moving, but I'm having to read a lot of cards. But for the most part, there isn't like individual card abilities. So it's not like this card does a certain thing. Most cards you can at a glance see everything that it does and you're fine with that. So yeah, I like the game. I don't know if I can recommend it. If you're okay with buying cards and maybe buying a pack that gives you $40-$50, that can happen. So it's kind of a gamble.
How much is this game?
$20.
What are the chances of buying this game, getting those 10 free packs and selling them straight away and making a profit?
Probably very low.
Okay.
Well, there was an article on PC Gamer recently that the headline was some cards cost more than the game itself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So I clicked on it and the game's $20. Guess how much the card cost?
$21.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. I feel like I was a little misled here, but
technically you're true.
But the meta hasn't been set yet. These things are going to fluctuate like crazy.
The game just came out. All the prices are going to fluctuate. Like things got to circulate. They got to percolate in the market. So it's in its infancy here. I think it's a little too soon to be passing judgment on it.
And last thing, I'll stop on this. There's live events going on all the time where they give you decks and you can just play and try to get as many wins as you can. Kind of like a free arena. And you can just play that all day for the included on the $20 and just go on like a run and see how you do. And I failed, so then I went again, and that's where I'm playing mine because my deck sucks, so I'm going to play their decks. And the game itself, it's fun. I think you can get your $20 from just playing that.
Yeah, and that wasn't in there. That's what people had complained about in the beta, so they corrected that really quick, which is good. Cool. All right. We got a new guy in chat here who's sizing us up. Says, dude on the left. I'm guessing that's me. Are we going stage left here? He's probably talking about me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's guessing my name is Michael. I'm 26, and I work at a water park standing on the top of a big slide saying, yep, you're next. All right. First of all, I added like 10 years on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, guy in the middle, that's definitely Minnie. Mm-hmm. Name's Henry, 25, works at a gas station as a cashier. You do look like you work at a gas station.
Yeah, well, my hair is not pretty. Don't judge my hair.
Guy on the right, Johnny, and he's a pizza chef, 36.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah. We all look a lot younger, apparently. That's what playing tons of video games does. Slows down the aging process. Yeah, there's a cord there. Yeah.
Emilio trying to close the door to his own place.
I like how you said we need to be quiet, and then you proceed to slam a door with a cord in it because his girlfriend's trying to sleep upstairs. Okay.
Are any of these you?
One of them's me.
Okay, go ahead, do that.
LVUI, I think that's how you pronounce it. So this is not going to be very exciting. I'm warning you right now, folks. So obviously I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft, and I was playing with Fastidious maybe a week or two ago. And he told me like, hey man, you got to get LVUI. I don't know if you're using it or not. And I'm like, yeah, no, I know about it. And like, I've been waiting to make the jump to it because this is a very advanced interface that like everybody who's serious about World of Warcraft, you probably uses LVUI, a very advanced interface that,
so it's a mod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mod. So I finally installed it, and I...
Oh, LVUI.
Yeah, UI.
Okay.
Yeah. And God, I was up so late, because I started doing this maybe about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I didn't want to stop until I was done configuring everything, and I don't think I got to bed till like 2 or 3 in the morning, but I spent so long getting this just how I wanted, and it's great. I love it. Like, it's perfect. It's replaced a lot of other add-ons that I have.
It's very robust, it looks like.
Yeah, it does everything, like the bag inventory, the health bars, your power levels, like whatever class you have, it customizes towards that. So I finally got it perfect for both the the characters that I'm playing. And even though it took forever, I'm very happy with it. Now I've just kind of got to get used to some things being in a different spot, but I was looking online and they have profiles that you can just download. Like people have made their own profiles and you can just download and import them. Oh, yeah. And some of them are really insane. Let me see if I can find the one that I was looking at. Let's see. LVI.
So profile. Wasn't like Hotbars was the old World of Warcraft UI? I think I remember using
Well, this
that
one has been around for a very long has time. It? Well, hot bars or action bars, those are the...
Oh, no, hot bars is the name of... Yeah,
oh,
you're
hot
right.
bars.
No, I'm thinking really of like an actual that. Mod that was something like this. Hmm. I can't remember what it's called. I thought it was hot bars, but I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't... No, I'm not too familiar with that one.
God, maybe I wish Bartender? That's the same. Bartender.
Yeah,
maybe.
Bartender was the one that let you adjust your action keys down below.
Yeah.
And I did use that. I actually uninstalled that one when I installed LVY because LVY has a lot of the stuff included.
Okay.
Let's see. I can't remember what, or it was Shadow Priest, but I can't remember the one that I found, but it was insane. This guy customized it. And there's all sorts of add-ons that you can do with these as well. But some of the profiles that people have made are just absolutely insane. Just totally changed the game, the way the game looks. And I don't know, I really wanted to go for a very minimalistic look. Like that was the most important thing for me. It's just getting the most minimalistic look, nothing that I don't need. And also I'm running a 1440p monitor, which caused a bit of an issue. As soon as I installed the UI, everything looked microscopic. So I had to make some adjustments for that. But yeah, hours and hours later, I finally got it perfect, right where I want it. Wait, some people are talking in chat. Oh, there's Fastidious there.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about the shit that matters. Yeah. I'm still really into WoW. I am, like a lot of people, running out of things to do just because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of content right now. But I've made up for that by finding things to do. And obviously the pet battle stuff, but really getting into PvP lately. And man, PvP will really test you. There's like an argument back and forth I see with a lot of people who play WoW on which is harder, PvE or PvP. And a lot of people will say like, yeah, PvP people, you know, they're good at that, but they don't know how to do like raids and dungeons and like the really hard shit. And then people will say like, oh no, like they could do that just as easily. Like it's a constant argument, but I will say this, like playing a lot of PvP, it really works on that muscle memory. Like I'm snap. Like I have a very weird way that I control my, my actions. Like everyone has their own personal way on how, because WoW gives you like 75 abilities. You can't just go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or something. Right. You know, you've got to assign hotkeys. And you got to find a way that works for you. And for me, I'd use action paging with the shift key. So I have my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I hit shift 2. That takes me to my second bar, and then, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So
did you ever get into macros, creating macros?
Yeah, but the macro support is like, I think they try to get away from that because I've noticed you can't do it as well as you used to.
Oh, yeah?
Like cast multiple spells at one time because of the global cooldown.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I've just been getting really into PvP, and that's been helping like me really learn the muscle memory of like, okay, this spell is on this ability, and then I need to use it at this time, and it's fun, man. I like PvP. Like that's always I liked it when I used to play WoW back in the day. There used to be these the term they used was twink. You know, that's also a term for a short gay bald man too. But I don't know how it got wrapped up in WoW.
Short and bald? I never heard that.
It's a skinny,
pretty.
Skinny, like teenage, hairless.
Yeah, skinny, pretty guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know where I got that misinformation. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
What you're referring to is a bowling ball.
All right. We'll fact check that later. But what these were in WoW was characters that you created, and they would stop at level 19, level 29, level 39,
because as soon as
you hit that next tier, level 20, 30, 40, then you would be set. Like you would then be fighting in battlegrounds that were levels 40 to 50 or whatever, 40 to 49,
20 to 29. Yeah.
So you'd get a level 29 character, say, and my best one was this hunter, and hunters back in the day were stupid good. Like it was ridiculous, and very easy to play too in PvP at level 29. So I had this level 29 hunter, and you could get these enchantments are patches on like certain pieces of armor that would give you, they were like patches for like level 60 or 70 characters, but you could put them on a level 29 character. And because of the ways that the stats scaled, it would just make you insanely, insanely powerful.
There are certain items like that as well.
So yeah. Yeah. Items as well.
I used to go, so I had a twink, rogue and mm-hmm. I went down to Blackrock Depths like, and just run it by myself. I don't know, 50 times trying to get a one
hammer. Yeah, just farming.
This one hammer by myself. You know, just soloing it because, you know, you're level 77 or whatever. And anyway, I would just run the entire dungeon and trying to get this hammer. I finally got it, and I don't even know. It might have been more fun farming it than it was. Because you're going to these old dungeons that used to take 60-man crews to do, and you're doing them on your own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it takes certain strategies, but it's easier with the hunter because you can feign death the whole time.
Yeah. So I would just build these characters that, and I had one at every level, 19, 29, 39. I had different ones as well. But the hunter was definitely the best because I had a buddy who was a druid and he would just heal me. And there was a glitch on Warsong where you could climb up this area where nobody could get to you. And it was bananas, man. But they kind of did away with that. You can't really be as powerful as you used to back in the day. But PvP has just always been a really big part of WoW for me. So I'm kind of getting back into that.
You're playing the arena or you're playing the full-on
PvP? I'm doing all of it.
The Battlegrounds?
Yeah, I'm playing Battlegrounds. I'm doing the huge Battlegrounds. So this is hilarious, man. So what I like doing on my Shadow Priest is totally decked out for PvE. Not good in PvP. Like, right. I get worked pretty hard because he's set up to just stand there and do a ton of damage. So I do really well in the huge battleground, which is like, I don't know, 20 versus 20, 25 versus 20, 25. And there's one where everybody runs to the center and they fight over this midpoint. And what I do, my strategy that's working very well, I'm topping damage in PvP. I just kind of run off to the side a little bit, huge battle going on there. And I'm just standing off the side going, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. And then eventually someone will like turn around and see me and be like, fuck this guy. And they'll just come right at me and run for it. And then I just run away. And then I run into the crowd, like where all my guys are. And then when I get clear again, I just do the same thing, run off to the side, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
So we've been making memes about this LARPer for years, but little did we know he had the fucking killer strat.
He did, dude. He did. Yeah. It works there because there's so many people. People get caught up in the chaos. But if I do like a 2v2 or a 3v3, I'm dead, dude. There's no helping me. And what's funny is like I could switch to Disciplined Priest, and that's like super overpowered in PvP right now. But I played around with it for a little bit, and I was like, this is too complicated. I don't feel like learning this. Like, I just got over installing LVI. Like, I'm not getting into this right now. So... yeah, that's my weekly WoW update. We got through it. What have you been playing, Emilio?
I'll let Mini talk because he played the same game. So
yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ. You got it for the PC, Emilio?
I was just thinking about this while I was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That the only place where black guys and Japanese guys like where their circles is using Z as an S. It's, oh, okay. It's the only place. Anywhere that they're like, oh yeah, this is the way we do this.
I was actually thinking you're going to go more towards there's the only place that they're actually going to compete against each other.
Oh, on this game?
Yeah.
No, because
2D fighters.
Fighters,
yeah for general, sure. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Those are the primary ones.
Yeah.
There's Filipino champ. There's some white guys, but generally it's black guys and Japanese guys.
Yeah. For wow, sure.
It's crazy.
that's why I thought you were taking that.
But yeah.
You got this for a PC?
I got it for PC. What okay. did you get?
I got it for the Switch.
Oh, yeah. I saw you took a picture of it. I was like, whoa, you could play that. I'm constantly amazed what can go on yeah. the Switch.
The Switch only runs at 720, but it's a very pretty 720. It's, yeah. It looks perfect. Like
it's optimized for its own screen.
Yeah.
Like it pulls it off really well.
And it's like a constant 60 frames. Like even when like shit's just going down, no frame drops. Because, I mean, just looking at it, like it just looks smooth the entire time.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a glitch or like a stutter.
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice.
I mean, I've seen some frame drops in other games.
Yeah.
But this one plays it so well. So this is a 2D anime tag fighter. So something like, oh man, those
Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah. Just like that. This is really fast paced, really high combos, and it really pays off to do a lot of studying in this game.
What'd you pay for this?
60.
I paid 22. on the bottom sale.
The Switch doesn't have anything cheap. You pay 22 though?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, 22. That's
60 bucks on the Switch.
Yeah, everything AAA is 60 bucks and nothing goes on sale on a Switch. That's a big downside.
There was a sale for Black Friday.
Yeah, you're right.
But it wasn't nothing to write home about.
It's so difficult to get anything cheap on a Switch, man. But yeah, I'm liking this game. I was playing it while I was in Austin when I just had downtime. And
Bobby, this is gameplay, by the way. This is not like a.
Looks better than the cartoon.
Yeah, dude, it looks really better than the cartoon while you're playing it, dude. It is graphically. Just really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a 2D fighter can get better than this right now. Like,
I agree. It looks so beautiful, dude.
Yeah, it's really
especially the supers.
Yeah,
those ultimate moves. Oh my crazy. God, they are beautiful.
As far as like upper echelon technique and all that stuff, where like the Street Fighter guys really would be like, oh, the combo system and the combo breaks aren't all this. I don't know. I'm not that good, so I don't know if the technical side of this game is on par.
Well, I'm watching a lot of pro fight scene people play this, and they're adoring this game. Because it is just like a top tier fighter.
It was at Evo this year, and I believe more people signed up for this than any other one.
I can see it.
I want to say this, and it's inaugural year.
Yeah, it's attracted a lot of people that don't play fighters.
Yeah,
like people that just don't play
Dragon Ball people, right?
Yeah, Dragon Ball people, and I'm a fan of Dragon Ball, but I haven't really seen it since I was a teenager or whenever it was on, and I just got this because it looked amazing and. I was just like on YouTube and I started following this guy, J.M. Crofts, who's like, he's like a pro player.
Okay.
And he's just like really charismatic guy. And I was like learning stuff from him just from watching this game. And I haven't played 2D fighters. And it was just really, really interesting. It's like, man, I really want to play this now that I feel like I have all this knowledge.
Maybe you know this and I don't. How do you summon the dragon?
The Shenron? You need to get all seven Dragon Balls and then
I don't even know how to get one.
A auto combo, like just a light attack combo will get you one random ball. And, or if you do a custom combo, the amount of hits you do in that custom combo will get you that number Dragon Ball. So if you do a 20 hit combo, it's going to get you Dragon Ball number 2. 20 to 29 will get you Dragon Ball 2.
So when I was watching, there was one guy that was doing it repeatedly.
Yeah.
He probably has his system down, right?
Probably.
I would imagine.
Yeah. If you do like a light or medium auto combo, then that'll just get you one random
Dragon
Ball.
Do you know the whole thing, what Dragon Balls are?
No.
There's seven Dragon Balls. If you get them all, you summon a dragon, and he can grant you a wish.
Right.
While you're fighting in this game, apparently you can get the Dragon Balls, and then if what happens when
it's you just have a lot an of option damage. Of four things. You can, I think, refill your health. Get another spark. Spark is kind of like a rage mode type thing.
Okay.
You can revive one of your dudes and something else I can't recall.
So basically game winning stuff.
It's big advantages.
Yeah. But it's super rare. Like I saw many, 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 many matches where nobody was summoning the dragon. This is like either you get super lucky and it just happens to happen. Or you
try.
Yeah, you have base your entire strategy on that.
Yeah.
But you have three characters, and they all tag in, tag out, so I guess there's plenty of opportunity to do all that. Anyway, looks great. Production value through the roof. The story mode was a little slow for me. Did you play it?
I played a bit. I mean, it was too slow for me. I just stopped playing. Yeah.
It's just like, fight these two guys, and then fight these two guys that are the same guys, but they're in the other order.
Yeah.
And then this guy, it's just a little too slow. But I know I'm going to get stomped if I go online. So
I played a bit online. Yeah. Last night was my first time.
Uh-huh.
And I did well enough to rank up. And then as soon as I ranked up, I got fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
Like,
what was the latency like online? Because I remember playing Mortal Kombat 10. Last time I ever really played a fighter game was Mortal Kombat 10. And playing that online, and there was noticeable lag every time I played.
So this game is actually really cool in that it will tell you how what the latency is at the top of the screen. And
buffers, doesn't it? Is this one of the ones?
It buffers both of you. Yeah, so you both feel the same latency.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of if you're doing a hardwired, you're probably going to get like a 1 to 3 frame latency. So that's almost unnoticeable.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much unnoticeable. Mm-hmm. But playing on a Switch on Wi-Fi.
What about people that don't have internet in their bedrooms?
That's why I was playing in the kitchen.
I did notice today on my Switch. Today on my Switch that
it's connected to
my Wi-Fi isn't that great.
Yeah, like the Switch has a really weak receiver for some reason. Because like I can't play my Switch in my room, but like my phone does fine. The fucking dog.
They can't hear it too.
They can. No, they can hear it. They can hear it. They can hear
Shut
Jacko.
The fuck up. Because he's gonna wake up my girlfriend too. On top of this,
right? Yeah. So you yelling definitely helped that too, though.
Have you heard a bark? Got that bitch on lock.
All right. What else we got?
Fun game though.
Schoolgirls. Who's playing this?
Me and Sniper.
Really?
Yeah. Because we wanted to play something on the autumn sale. It was like $3. It's rated 10 out of 10 on Steam.
It's a popular game.
It's a very, very good fighter. And I played it like 3 weeks ago, whenever the autumn sale, the beginning of the autumn sale was. But if you don't have money for Dragon Ball Z, or if you've never played a 2D fighter, this is, you're going to get everything you get out of Dragon Ball Z except for the production value out of this. Actually, the production value is pretty good, but it's all hand-drawn art. And you're playing a bunch of hot chicks, which is always nice. But what's nice is if you don't want to play the tag game, you can have one super strong character or two medium characters or three light characters. And you can go up against somebody that's playing one, two, or three. So it has a lot of depth that way. I don't know how balanced it is, but I think it is because a lot of the hardcore people that like were turned off by Street Fighter V came over to this. The combo system is very good. I'm talking about like higher up stuff. And on the low level, the moves are just crazy and zany and cool. And you'll giggle throughout, and it's and if you're not giggling, you're looking at the titties. So I can definitely strongly recommend this, especially at $3. Right, where's it at right now, Bobby?
This game is always on sale. I give away like 5 free copies of this too that I just had extra from bundles. It's $10, but you can see historical lowest price was 99 cents.
Yeah,
and that was just a year
ago.
So I
paid a lot for it.
Number of times this game has been in a bundle, 10.
Yeah,
this game's been out for a while too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the characters, there's like one of them is kind of like an animaniac. So this is like kind of like the gun that, and then the thing comes out and says bang, and it like throws out ink blobs and stuff. They're all over the place. There's a lot of good stuff here. I can definitely strongly recommend this. Even if it's your first 2D fighter, just play it on easy and learn 2D fighting. Must have controller.
Highly recommended for fighting games.
Yep.
All right. Is that it?
What was Sniper doing on our...
I think it was just clicking on it. I don't think he actually adjusted anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Little do we know. All our monitors are going to blow up in our face.
You ever tried playing a fighter on a keyboard?
He did, against me. So we were playing against each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And he won, like, the first 2 or 3 games.
Wow.
And I was like, what is going on? And then he didn't win another game ever. But, like, I think it might be good for toastering, you know, like just
Button mashing. Okay.
Like, he didn't know what he was doing. Neither did I.
Mm-hmm.
And, But, his luck ran out.
All right. So before we get into the news, let's take a moment to reflect on the DL Gaming Podcast. We've come a long way.
Warconius has a question, and I feel like we answer this question like every 3 weeks. What are your goals? What are you going to do? What are you guys going to do to get bigger? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. I'm happy where we're at for sure.
I've been talking to Sniper about getting on Spotify. It's not as easy as it sounds, but we are looking to expand in that direction. Like just get out there on different platforms. We're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Podcasts, which is a thing now. We're just about anywhere you can find podcasts, but I think Spotify would be good. And I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah, if we can get to the point where Emilio doesn't have to work, that would be really good. That would be really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, who knows what the future holds. But let's see what the past holds. I wonder what the DL Gaming Podcast sounded like back then.
Amazing segue.
Back then. Oh, shit, I closed it. Okay. I should probably preface this. This is our very first episode. The first time that we ever sat down to record, we never aired this episode. The first two were not good, like technically or performance-wise, so we just put them in the can. But this is the very first time we ever tried to record, and it has our original intro music, which some of you old folks may remember.
I still like this song.
Yeah, it still works. It was Tetris. All keygen music. Keygen music.
Okay. All right, here we go. First ever edition of
the audio
PC gaming podcast. Everything
Bobby is relating to face palming right now.
Oh, wait for the AKA.
That's what we're going to cover here. I guess I'm the host, Bobby, aka Digi, aka Digital. And I'm here with my Latino representative, Emilio.
The talent.
The talent. A.K.A. Ender, A.K.A. Logic. All right.
What was that? Oh, my God. Okay. So it was a rough start. It was a rough start. We didn't exactly know what we were doing. Or like, I was just like, I guess we're doing this.
Little Dicky starts every one of his songs with a AKA. So
not so much anymore, but it's older stuff. Yeah, he's all his AKA. Yeah.
Well, you know what's better than an AKA? Five of them. We got that going for us. So, all right, here's Emilio shortly into the podcast.
In no shape or form are we experts. We're just a couple of gamers that felt like there wasn't a PC gaming podcast out there that. I feel like I don't talk about PC games enough in my regular life because I work with a bunch of assholes. So I like to listen to PC gaming podcasts. And now that PC gamer podcast hasn't been doing anything, there was a void there. So fuck it, make my own is what I felt like. So
where were you working back then? Grocery store,
probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Store. Yeah, so there's Emilio.
Why do I sound younger, even though I was clearly an adult? Like that,
we didn't record this in the same place. We were not in the same place. We did this online, which didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys were not in person.
That's why it sounds so bad?
Yeah, the audio quality was terrible.
Yeah, it's so bad.
All right, and I can remember what this clip is. Let's just roll it.
They have been working on something called G-Sync, which I'm also maybe even more excited about.
Bobby
not just because I own an NVIDIA card, but...
My girlfriend gets excited when I get her G-Sync.
Her G-Sync.
I can't even finish that. I'm so excited to make a joke.
First joke ever on a DLG podcast.
Derailing me. All right, so what the hell is G-Sync? It's, hold on one sec, dude.
It's not a vacuum cleaner.
It's not a vacuum cleaner. What the fuck is going on out there?
Dude, was that the only time that's ever happened, dude? At your place, like a vacuum cleaner at your place is just crazy.
Yeah, well, they vacuum the hallways, but they do it when I'm not home. We did this over like when I was on break. So, yeah, we had some issues.
Oh, my God, dude.
All right. Well, it was the episode was called A Rough Start, too, because I knew right away, like, this is not our best. This is right at the end here. Emilio closing us out for the first time ever.
This definitely could have been a lot better, but this was our first time. I don't think we knocked it out of the park, but I don't think it was too bad either.
It's a good start. Good start.
Yeah, so rate, comment, and subscribe. That's all we ask for. Thank you.
Cool.
And we still have the same outro music. Yeah.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
We can't fuck with that thing.
Yeah.
We asked friends to listen to that. Dude.
Yeah, we made them listen.
Yeah, we made them listen. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's so bad.
All right. So that was in December of 2013, or actually late November of 2013, 5 years ago, almost to the day. And then a few months later, Chad was very interested in joining the podcast. He's always kind of poking around, hey, what are you guys doing? And he kind of wanted to be involved in some way. And it wasn't until January of 2014 he became an official member.
But yeah, so I'm Robert Digital. I'm here with Ender's Logic.
Are we in a bathroom?
Our new guy, Flopsy, a.k.a. Chad. Let's get to know him. AKA, so AKA, what kind of games are you into?
I like the MMO, RPGs, the occasional sports now and then. And first-person shooters, of course, like everybody else.
Sports, okay. So is that like...
Name a sports game you played. Here. I can't name one.
Oh, Bobby.
I already started to shit on people.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is our resident console tard.
Yeah. I don't think consoles are as bad as we make them out.
Yeah, I think we were...
they're inferior for the same price, so...
This might have...
I grew by leaps and bounds. Bobby, you had so much enthusiasm back there. You were like,
I did. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
What happened?
I don't know. I was trying hard that one. It's
too
bad.
It happened to you. Dude.
Yeah, it's the life.
That's when you used to drink.
Yeah.
Were you? Yeah.
No. Yeah, but this might have been when we were using the Blue Yeti, or I don't know what the hell we were doing, or maybe we didn't have a mic for everybody, and Chad wanted in, so we're just like, yeah, fuck it, we won't mic everyone.
had like your old cell phone in the middle of the table?
I don't know if you remember this, Bobby, but before he was actually on the podcast, he was on as a producer, at least mm-hmm. 2 episodes,
yeah,
where I didn't want him to talk.
Yeah,
because...
But he still did.
I listen to so many podcasts, and like they all have a producer that like runs the computer and looks things up, and like... points and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was doing a lot of pointing and stuff and like trying not to be on it. And I was like, fuck, this is not going to work, dude. I was like, you can talk, dude. It's just like, anyway. And then eventually we got to that shower scene.
All right. Well, it wasn't until about 2 years later, April 2016, is when Chi joined us.
This is Smoochie. Say hi, Smoochie.
Hey, I'm really excited to meet all of you guys here in the room and reaching out to all the regulars that listen in. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so Smoochie is a Twitch streamer. Her stream is as at Smoochie, right?
Yeah.
S-M-O-O-X-C-H-I.
Yeah, the X will throw you off.
Yeah, exactly.
It keeps it original. Mm-hmm.
So the audio quality got a little bit better with time.
Yeah.
This is actually when we were recording in this room, but we didn't move all our shit in here. I think we were still using the Blue Yeti, but it was quieter because you guys were right next to a freeway where we used to record, and that just caused a lot of problems. But we had those two couches set up, so we were all like facing each other. It was like we were sitting at a booth at a diner.
And Chi's finally like really coming into her own lately. And a lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about her back in the day and stuff and all this, because most of you have never gotten laid and you hate women. But what was my point?
That was your point.
Oh, for like the first 6 months she was on, this is no shit, she legitimately thought we had 14 listeners. And she was driving whatever it takes her to get down here, like 40 minutes to get down here every week, in the week in, week out, for 14 people. 14, she thought. Because I made a joke that was like, this is going out to the 14 people out there. I might have made it 2-3 times. So she was like, oh, it's just 14 people. At the time, we were probably at like 700 or 800 people. But she didn't know this. So, I mean, that's a credit to her.
Yeah.
Down as fuck.
All right, and then finally Minnie joins us in September of 2017, just shy of a year, or wait, a little over a year. And joining us as well is Minnie. What's up, man?
Hey, man, not much. Minnie Del Macho, go by on Discord. How y'all doing?
Yep, so you've been hanging around the Discord, part of the DL Gaming community, but joining us live on the show.
And awesome. Minnie, not that Minnie, by the way.
Yeah, not actually, I think that was the first thing I said.
The last you're compliment
taller than
I
expected, because his name is Minnie and goes by Minnie.
And it's Minnie Del Macho, unless you want
it. It's more of a reference towards my penis, is what Minnie is.
Micro penis?
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
It is, man.
Oh, man.
I was trying to suck one the other. Never mind.
All right, we're off to a good start.
I find myself hilarious, even retrospectively.
You know this?
Are you going to play the Forbidden Tape, Bobby?
No, I don't have anything from that. That was just one solid take of just like terribleness. Like it was too long to play on this.
Gotcha.
I had to keep it kind of short. But
so I was a guest on the show a few times before I actually got on it. And I think this was another one of my guest spots, but I don't think it was my first one.
Really? Do you want to know how the meeting went about bringing you on?
Through text message?
No.
No.
Well, I called Bobby and I was like, hey, man, do you... what do you think? He's like, I think he's fine. And I was like, well, he's definitely no Chad. And then and then she said, he's definitely no Chad. And then We're like, well, we need a fourth.
Did she make an O face while saying that?
I guess this is the best we have.
Oh, fuck you guys.
I'm just I'm kidding. None of that ever happened.
You are not lying at all. That's cool.
Thanks for saving our bacon.
Yeah, but I remember the first episode I was on, Chi wasn't there. So I had actually never even met Chi, but she was the one that actually brought me on to the podcast.
Oh, that's weird.
So the first time I met Chi was, I think, on this episode. But I met you guys before when I had to fill in for her.
Huh. Or maybe it was an interview? Maybe?
I don't know. Like, there were two times where you were on, and I think you were filling in once for her and once for Chad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was the time I was filling in for Chad. And then I think you guys brought me in January or December. So a year ago.
Real Cajun says you have a pretty mouth.
He loves my mouth, man. Yeah, he knows what I can do with that. Yeah. I've gotten more than a couple $20 from him.
He pays 22.
Get that tip.
Works on both levels.
Yeah. You got anything else, Bobby?
No, that's it. Here we are now.
Yeah.
That's
really good.
How far we've come. How far our equipment has come. Oh, my God.
A lot due in part. Straight shout out to Noober. He paid for half the things in this room.
Yeah, he really helped out. And, you know, of course, all our Patreons and everyone donating through Twitch and just in every way. Like, there's been so many people that have helped us out financially and have been able to make this possible. I mean, just the equipment alone. Hopefully, I think the performance has gotten better, especially from the very beginning. Holy shit, man. Like, those were just the clips I played. Listen to the whole thing. It's rough. Maybe for our 6-year anniversary, I'll release an entire episode. Or on April Fools, I'll just release one of those.
I really did think that episode was that bad, man. I think you're just so embarrassed.
Well, dude,
it.
That's another one you listen to. These are the two.
No, the one that he was playing clips from, that was the entire episode I listened to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bobby? Is that right?
Did you?
Yeah.
Off the Google Drive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you have terrible taste then. I don't know what to tell you. It was bad. Like,
No.
I mean, it's not this quality.
What I'm asking is, on iTunes, if you go back to number one, iTunes, what do you hear?
No.
I don't know if you can go back that far.
The first one on iTunes still has, well, it has Chad on it, so I know it's not nearly your earliest one.
Yeah. I think you can still get to these on our website. Like, if you get directly to our RSS feed, it's still on there. So, I mean, they're still out there, but the one that I played has never been aired. We got two or three things that have just never been aired. And, I mean, maybe we'll divulge it. And our Street Fighter commentary, I don't think that's out there.
Oh my God, dude. Somebody edited that for us. I think it was, Puppy Parade did it for us.
Did he?
Should I say this next line? Probably. He's like, I did the video editing. It's ready to go. Don't worry, I took the drugs out of it.
Oh, you're talking about the Broforce. The Broforce video.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you're 100% talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was no drugs at any point of anything.
Never seen it before in my life.
Yeah.
We did not inhale.
Had nothing to do with Mr. Evans. I promise.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about some news. What do we got here? Valve's new Steam revenue splits favor big budget games and indie devs aren't happy. Okay, did you guys read this article?
I actually watched a video.
No, I did not read this article, but I read it somewhere else.
You had some YouTuber sum it up for you?
So basically, if you make a bunch of money, you get tax breaks on the Steam tax.
What?
Yeah, what Steam charges you lowers as you make more money.
Let's talk some numbers here. So Steam is always taking 30% of the income. Whatever game is sold on Steam, Steam takes 30%.
Well, apparently it's not official.
What's not official?
That number? 30. Yeah. Okay. But it's around there.
Yeah.
It could be 60, a lot of 40. It could be 33, whatever the opposite of 33 is.
So roughly 30% they've taken. So now they're changing it. So if you make over $10 million, if you sell over $10 million of your game, then they only take 20%. If you sell over $50 million on Steam, then they take 10%. So the more you sell, the less they take.
Yeah.
And this is obviously a move to, because a lot of these companies are starting their own launchers and just selling it there and really trying to push their game on those, and Steam's, I guess, trying to get some of that back.
And we know this because how many launchers do you guys have?
Four.
Five?
I think four.
I think I might have five.
Because I don't have the Bethesda.
I mean, there's
one.
Bnet, there's Ubisoft, so whatever, the Uplay, there's Origin.
I don't have Uplay right now, so I have five. If you have Uplay as well, I think that would be six.
Yeah, there's Epics with Fortnite.
That would be seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
there's a lot.
Lab Monkey had a great comment. He said, too little, too late. I think they're gone. They're making 100% on their own platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People already downloaded them. Like,
yeah, we're not going to get AAA titles on Steam, yeah. I don't think.
I like to defend Steam because I was a Steam fanboy for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a champion for them.
Yeah.
For so long. Maybe they fall a little bit more on the artist side and a little less on the business side.
Steam?
Valve.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? You're either an artist or a businessman. You can't be both. Nobody, I think, in the history of the world has been both. It's just left and right brain, whatever. They've been very good at doing what they do. But as far as, like, business moves, mm-hmm. I mean, they could have been Discord before Discord was. They had the money. They had the funding. But they weren't. And now they're not. And then they could have been Blizzard Launcher before, but on and on and on, yeah. And on. If they were making deals ahead of time, nobody would have had to jump ship. Everybody already jumped ship. You know how hard it is to turn a ship around and go pick up those people?
Yeah.
Super hard.
For sure. I think, they definitely should have been looking to the future because I used to think that Steam was just untouchable. Like, I never wanted any other launcher. And then, like, when I had to download Origin or I had to download the Blizzard one, I was like, shit, I don't want to do this.
Well, it takes games to make that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, Fortnite, incredibly successful. You have to get the Epic launcher for that. So the same thing happened with consoles. Like, you have a really big game and the consoles would just hold them hostage. Like, you want to play this amazing game that everyone's talking about? Well, you got to buy a PlayStation 2. I bought a PlayStation 2 just so I could play Guitar Hero. Like, that's the only reason I bought it. So I don't know. What I think is interesting about this article, though, is they're talking about how indie developers are very upset with this, even though from what I can tell, maybe there's something I'm not aware of, but from what I can tell, nothing changes for them. Like, they're still getting the same split they've always got.
Yeah, but they're not getting the cut for the
rich boys. The bigger companies are getting a better one.
Yeah, it's your standard, like, lower tier versus upper tier complaint. This is, you know. This is what riots are about. And, like, if this were to happen in a country, people would go ape shit. But what sucks about this entire move, besides it being too little too late, is that now I've been saying, I think for about 6 months now, maybe a little more, that Steam is becoming an indie platform.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of shitting on them. Not directly. But
they're not giving them a deal.
They're not giving them a deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
People who probably deserve a deal.
Yeah.
On Steam, people have always kind of bit the bullet on that cut because getting on Steam is a lot of exposure for an indie developer. I mean, what do you need? $100? $500? Like, it doesn't take a whole lot to get a game onto Steam.
But that's also dropping. Every time somebody buys Battlefield 5 from Origin, every time somebody buys anything, that exposure is dropping. Because those are millions of people that aren't spending time on Steam.
Yeah, but if you're an indie developer, where else are you going to put your game?
Like, GOG, dude.
GOG.
No. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. But how many people go to GOG and how many people go to Steam?
Right.
Like, big difference.
Yeah.
I honestly can't even remember the last time I launched a game on Steam because it's been Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Battlefield, and Call of Duty. Those are, like, the games I've been playing for the past few months. I seriously cannot remember the last time I opened up Steam. It's been a while.
Yeah. I don't know. If you look at my Steam profile, it's been a long time since I opened up a game on there. I don't know. Things are changing, man. And we knew that. Well, I knew it was going to happen. It's like nobody stays on top forever.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, speaking of that, I think PewDiePie just lost his top spot of YouTube.
Oh, yeah? To who?
Some, I think it's like an Indian music video company.
Hmm.
Yeah. I remember I was watching it last night, and I was like watching this live feed of like, the numbers fluctuating up and down for both of them. And I think last night was a day it should have been. So it's like something like 50 million or no, 75 million subscribers these people have.
Wow.
That's,
I'm not surprised. There's a lot of Indian people. Like, they make a big, they make up a big cut of the world's population. Yeah. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I've never even heard of this YouTube channel until last night when I was looking it up.
Yeah. Probably not a lot of, like, Americans have, but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though.
But now they have, I'm sure, because it's going to be making big news.
Yeah, PewDiePie can move over. It's okay. We've had enough of him.
Yeah, he's made some definite mistakes.
Yeah.
I think he's changed as a YouTuber. Not to talk too much about him, but he's not that annoying asshole he used to be.
Really?
He's more of a mature...
he's grown up, obviously. Yeah. He's gotten older, but I don't know. I never really watched him. Like, I don't have much of an opinion about him because I never really watched his content.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I think I was just always too old for it. You know, one thing I forgot to mention when we were talking about our five-year anniversary, I have here our logos that we've had in the past. So this is our newest one right here. Let me full screen for the people watching. I understand if you're listening to this on the podcast, you aren't going to see this. Sorry, but I'm just going to describe what we're seeing here. So we
you
have
can
our
listen
new
logo. To my reactions. Whoa, awesome logo, dude.
I like this logo. It's our newest one. This was made by, I can't remember her name. Damn it.
Amanda.
Okay. But I really like this one. It's kind of a clean, simple look with the mouse and a circuit board in the background. Looks great.
It was the Mayo's daughter, right?
Yeah, Mayo's daughter.
Clown
then our
lotion
shield.
Helped us with this
yeah,
one.
Clown lotion helped us with this one. I like this one. It worked for a while.
A long time.
Yeah, we had this one for quite a bit of time. And then this one, the mouse, I wasn't too big on this one. I thought it was okay, but was not my favorite.
Kind of minimalist.
Yeah.
This was my idea.
Oh, Becca. Okay, thank you, Snicker. That was her name, who has made our current icon. Okay, and this one was made by Albert, I believe.
Pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, this one, it's got the D and the L. This one was good. We
is
had
this
one
original?
For quite a bit. No.
I don't remember
wait,
that one.
Wait for it. Okay. Here's the original that I made when our first episode aired. Get ready. Brace yourself. Boom. There it is, folks. Green on green
that.
On green.
It almost works on like a retro level. Like if we...
Yeah, I was going out. For like that old school monitor look.
If we put that out today, I think it would still do well.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't happy with it when it came out, but I was like, fuck it, ship it. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the Albert one was good. We used that for a long time. We had that on our YouTube channel when we actually used to do stuff on there. Yeah, there's an area where we should expand YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Something you've been saying for a while.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't know. It's all like boring work, too. It's just like, I don't know.
Albert was such a fucking, like, a godsend. He would do all that shit for us. No wonder he quit.
You get burnt out pretty quickly on that stuff. All right. So, yeah, those are our icons. Look at the, if you're going to watch the video, the Twitch video, then it's at an hour 20, hour 19. You can check out all our old logos that we've had in the past. All right. Let's pick it up with news again. Where do we leave off? NVIDIA uses AI to render graphics in real time.
Yeah, man. So I guess they taught a computer to do graphics in real time. Not like I need a cityscape for this game and I want you to program it. More like they showed it a video of a busy New York street. Then they broke it down to just the frames. Or what do you call it? The architecture, just kind of like the...
Just the bare objects kind
of? Yeah, the bare objects. And then the Titan X or whatever the newest card is, the Titan?
The RTX Titan
figured out what to do in real time as they were driving around the city. It's a very, like... There's not a whole lot going on in this video. You wouldn't be impressed if it was in a video game. But knowing that the computer is making up what you're seeing as you're driving makes a lot for that. So anyways, it's never been done before. They were the first people to do it, and they're doing it on their current architecture, which is exciting. And this goes back to my house computer. I really think maybe before I die, you'll just tell your computer, I want a game that I can do this, this, and this in, and I want it to kind of have the aesthetics of this. And it'll just make a game for you. And I really do think, and then as you're playing it, oh, it's a little too easy, it'll adjust it, and then you just have a perfect game within whatever.
You better slow down your drinking if you want to see that.
Drinking is more fun than whatever I just described. So, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
You have to watch that video.
Yeah, no, it really was an impressive video. It's The Gangnam Style part was...
Yeah.
So they had like an actress do Gangnam Style.
So that guy on the right never Gangnam Styled. He's that guy.
Yeah.
And so the AI...
Just rendered him doing that.
Rendered him doing it without them telling it how to do it.
I'm not sure if they got like a wireframe of his body or something, but yeah, just like superimpose his body onto her. And it's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. Yeah.
Dang. Seems like there's so many bad things that could be used for.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got next here? What's up?
Oh, sorry. He was just talking about the Obra Dinn. Nobody ended up picking it up, huh?
No, I did not.
Nah.
Nah. Bobby, I think you were the only one that said that you were going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I really want to hear something about that.
Eventually.
All right.
I got to spend 6 hours customizing my UI. NVIDIA, we read that. Star Citizen players recreate Top Gun in-game.
You got to click on that, man. You got to play the trailer. It's short. It's like 30 seconds. They're so bored that they don't have an actual game. They have to come up with things to entertain themselves.
So they made like a video?
This
let me get a little audio here.
This is pretty sweet. Yeah, definitely. Full audio.
Of course.
Oh, my God. They did the fucking text roll at the beginning, too. Movies don't do that anymore. No movie has the balls to do that anymore.
Nobody wants to read anymore, man.
Nobody can read anymore.
This looks beautiful.
Oh, dude, it's a beautiful fucking game, man.
So this is like the F-16 dropping down, but some spaceship. And yeah. There's Tom Cruise on a motorcycle, but it's like a hover bike.
Yep.
It's so perfect. There's the F-16 going into the horizon.
But it's not.
They did like a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, of course, not being F-16, but it's... are these all...
Show
these
me what
are,
you got, kid. Big smile on his face.
Dude, you know who was originally supposed to sing this song? It wasn't Kenny Loggins.
I remember seeing a Reddit post on this.
Yeah.
But no, I can't recall.
Because they had the song like ready to go. They're like, because back in the day, like you had a big movie, you had to have a big song to go with it.
Right.
Like they went hand in hand. And I can't remember who it was. No. Google it.
Yeah. I'll try.
Hold on. We got to get the closing scene in the sunset scene. You can fast forward, Bobby.
Is there a volleyball?
No. I just thought it was awesome. Look at that. They did a really good job.
Sunset is perfect for sure. This is an awesome song, man.
Oh, yeah. Such a douchebag. Even as a kid, I was a douchebag because I was the fastest kid on my block with the bike. And I was like, you know why you guys can't beat me? Because you don't have the need for speed. I remember. I regret that line so much in my real life that I remember that. 32 years later, I was probably 8.
Star Citizen discounts game packages after making over 7 million in 9 days.
They had a free flight special event. I'm guessing, I mean, I read this entire article and it didn't say what it was. I'm guessing you got to fly everything for free. And then after you flew it, test drove it, you could make the purchases at a discount.
So people just fall in love with those aircraft?
Those aircraft, yeah.
I can see. Have you seen...
Spacecraft.
Yes.
Sir.
The ad campaigns they had for each vehicle is like watching a premium car release video. Like if a new Audi came out, they made that quality of video for each aircraft.
I think it was Warconius. It might have been somebody else that said... they might be more profitable if they never release. Like, if you have weekends like this, the vast majority of games don't make $7 million.
Did you guys ever see that movie? It was so dumb, but I thought it was funny. Again, going back to the Adam Sandler conversation we had last week. Something Zohan.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's got that buddy who works at the electronics store and they're always going out of business. And then he changes the name of the store like to just going out of business. And he's like... Why are you always doing a going out of business side? He's like, hey, it's good for business. That's kind of what they got going on
pretty
here.
Much. But, I mean, if they were able to pull off that, I mean, something's going on in that game, right? I mean, those were all...
Man, people are playing it and they're spending money. I mean, there's something there.
I don't know if they're playing it.
I think it's just a big sim right now.
Is it a Fallout 76 situation going on here?
No end game. Well, have they put a story to this yet?
Well, not even an end game. There's no game. It's just kinda,
no goal at all. Just nothing.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Socratic method of games. What do you think a game is?
Isn't that what those Rust games are like too? Rust and Ark? There's just like no goal. You just kind of do things.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But you do have to survive.
Yeah.
You probably don't have to feed your pilot, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So at least there's a need there that needs to be fulfilled. You could win this. I don't know.
The need for speed.
Now there's just, I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Overwatch. Teams are announced. They're adding eight new teams in the 2019 season.
Yeah, so they're adding, I touched on this a long time ago when it was first announced, but now they have like team names and team colors. They're adding, I think, three to America. I'll just start reading some names off. They got the Atlanta Reign, R-E-I-G-N. Some of these are Chinese, hard to pronounce. Chengdao Hunters. The Guangzhou Charge. Hangzhou Spark, Paris Eternal, Toronto Defiant, Vancouver Titans, and the Washington Justice. So America's getting two, China's getting three, Canada's getting two, and Paris.
I guess the whole thing was profitable, right? Yeah. If they're going to expand.
Like, because this is like almost, what is this, like, I think they had 12 teams originally, so this is like another 66%.
Yeah. Are they straight up going for like baseball here, where there's like, how many teams are in baseball? I mean, they got like, what, five teams in a division?
A lot more than Overwatch. A lot more.
Yeah. But I think that would be good, because right now, I don't know, doesn't it seem like every match every set is a stomp? Like, it always goes like 4-0 one way. If you have more teams, maybe it solves that problem, and
maybe China can win something now that they have four teams altogether.
Do they still have the Dragons? Or they got rid of the whole roster, didn't they?
I don't think they got rid of the entire roster. I know they kept some, but I'm sure they got rid of a lot of them. But yeah, they went the entire season without winning one.
Wow.
Oh, and wearing a Gladiator shirt, my LA Gladiators.
Oh, yeah. Signed, autographed.
Yeah.
So they have all these people living in like Burbank or something,
yeah,
right?
And they're
all these other teams, they're just bringing more people in.
Yeah. During the season, they all live in LA.
Damn, that's crazy.
And it's like, they're like 10 man teams.
Wow, that's nuts. I wonder if they'll get to a point where that's not the case and they can live in wherever or respective city. I don't know. I don't know how you fix that problem.
Well, they have to be in America, definitely. Well, they have to be in California, really. Because all these are live. Every game is played live.
Yeah. And playing on a LAN is so much better too.
Yeah, for sure.
For esports.
Oh yeah.
Cause they don't play on a LAN in HGC, and there's a real big issue with, in Heroes of the Storm, they have two servers, a West and a Central, and people always come up. If you play on, like, if I play on Central, my ping is like 50. Maybe if I play on West, my ping is like 4. Now other people have much bigger, gaps in between those numbers. So if you're playing a competitive game, then like, you could be at a very serious disadvantage if you're not playing on the server that's closest to you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Especially on a pro level, like, mm-hmm. 50 ping. That's insane. That's way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
that's a loss right there in itself.
Yeah. It's an issue, but I don't know if they have a solution for it yet. All right. I think we're done with news. Got a little bit of hardware to talk about.
Are any of this yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thermal paste. So I noticed there was a good article on PC Gamer. Now, I don't particularly go to PC Gamer for my hardware news. You know, there's other sites out there that just specify completely in hardware, and they give you, like, they'll give you like a 12-page review on like the littlest thing, and they'll get into detail. You know, PC Per is one that I tend to go to a lot, but not to discredit PC Gamer, like, this is a really good article for anyone who doesn't really know about this kind of stuff. It's very accessible, but they're talking about thermal paste here, and I know that's not like super exciting, but I always wondered, like, am I just wasting my time with getting this Arctic Silver 5? And the name of the article is, "Does the kind of thermal paste you use matter?" So I was like, oh, that's interesting, I'll check it out. And bottom line is, like, yeah, there is a bit of a difference. So thermal paste is what you put in between your processor and whatever heat sink you have, and it's supposed to help transfer the heat better. And the one that I always use and always recommend is Arctic Silver 5, just because I saw a bunch of websites and forum posts that said it was good like 10, 15 years ago. And I was like, all right, it's good. I'm just buying that. And I've just continued to. But I guess there's ones that are conductive and which ones aren't. And the ones that are conductive, they work better. But if you get them on chips, they could damage them or corrode heat sinks.
Yeah.
So, and Arctic Silver 5 is one of those. So it's an interesting read. I recommend checking it out. It's on PC Gamer. Just look up thermal paste and I'm sure you'll find it.
So a lot of, let's say if you get like a water cooled system, that will come with its own thermal paste.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend?
Just about all. Like if you buy a motherboard or a CPU, that comes with its own thermal paste as well. Like they always throw in the their default thermal paste, and it's usually like a real cheap stuff,
right.
And it'll work. It'll totally work. But you know, if you use like Arctic Silver 5 or some of the other things, you can get a little bit better of heat transference, and it'll run a little bit cooler. But
so do they recommend scraping that off?
Mm-hmm.
Scraping the
I know like the Intel ones, mm-hmm. The stock coolers come with the thermal paste already on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you would, if you wanted to replace it, but most people are getting aftermarket coolers anyway. And even if you buy an aftermarket cooler, a lot of times it'll come with its own thermal paste, but it'll be in a, like a little bag or something.
Okay. There. And what about like scraping it off? Because I've heard that, people tell me that putting like actual scratch marks into it actually helps the heat transference, which kind of makes sense. It would give it like a mm-hmm. small.
Yeah, I've heard about people sanding them.
Yeah,
sanding that's too. Insane. Or like delitting them. Like there's all sorts of fucking crazy too, shit, man. People do. I don't get that far into that. Like I'm not going to sand my CPU just to like shave off a couple degrees.
Like maybe one Celsius.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like crazy overclocking, yeah, go for it. And if you're just an enthusiast, but I wouldn't do that with like a computer that I just want to run every day. XYZ PD there, bro. Zip up that fly. Yeah. I don't want any wardrobe malfunctions on stream here.
Junks or X. Good question. How do you apply it? Do you put the dot lines or...
Dude, here's the weird thing about thermal paste. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I can only get it on my CPU right if I use my finger. Like, so I have like to get messy. It? Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, some people say you just put, like, a dot in the middle or do like, little dots.
That's what I do. I put one dot
I've always done, like, a very thin coat over the whole top of the CPU.
And like, spread it around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Just, like, put it on my finger and then just wipe it around like fucking butter until it covers the whole thing.
I've read that that's a bad idea because
that's what I've heard
cause
too.
Bubbles.
Hmm. Not knowing what you guys are talking about, just walking in, it sounds like you're talking about fisting. Now, fisting I can speak on. Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, yes. So let's speak on it. Go
okay.
ahead.
So you don't want to fist too hard.
Okay.
That's rule number one.
What happens when you fist too hard?
You...
Pink sock?
I could go to jail.
Okay. Yikes. Yeah, see, people have always told me like, yeah, that's not the right way to apply thermal paste. And I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Like if you put a blob on it, what does that do? That just kind of does the same thing.
When you put the dot, put the blob in the middle, it puts it on and it spreads it out itself. So mm-hmm. just like putting the pressure on top is what spreads it out.
I would think getting bubbles that way. I don't know.
Again,
I've never had an issue. Someone in chat, let's see, I think Recycled, or who was it, mentioned Grizzly. Oh, yeah, Thermal Grizzly. That was in the article. They had mentioned that one. I don't think that's a conductive one, but that's a little more expensive of a thermal paste. But it's supposed to be one of the really good ones.
Yeah. Bobby, was this kind of like you going back to when you were doing the settings on graphics cards? Are you going to start?
Like, no, I just saw this article on PC Gamer. I thought I'd bring it up.
That was your best thing you've ever contributed when you were going down that thing. I think you should do something maybe for hardware.
Doing that, then I'd actually be a real journalist, and I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh.
Right? Then I might as well just go work for like some website.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, NVIDIA's Titan RTX doubles down on extreme pricing.
Yep, $2,500. But these things aren't usually used for, they're not in rigs for gaming. For the most part, they're running simulations and other things that are very hard to run. They're probably pretty good for Bitcoin mining. But anyway.
I think Fastidious already bought one.
Did he?
Probably.
Yeah.
He bought that the 2080 as soon as he heard about it.
Yeah, he's a cutting edge kind of guy. But these things, even as a gamer, like it'd be dumb for you to play. You're not going to get crazy amounts more out of your gaming. This is like,
well, Titans are not marketed towards gamers, right? No. Like, gamers still buy them, but this is more for like the stuff we saw earlier with NVIDIA trying to render things.
Yeah, it's like workstations. Yeah. And
I imagine that this is what Pixar uses or something similar.
Yeah.
Keep talking when I'm drinking.
We're kind of just watching you.
Airstream. Yeah, I think Airstream's up next. Cool. Right?
Yeah. So it might be an error, but I pretty much invested everything I own, including my soul, into buying an Airstream. Ever since it's a camper trailer. Doesn't sound like much, but when you see one, kind of changes your mind. I've seen people live in these, the ones from the 70s. They last forever. Because you're basically buying an aluminum dick. That's what it is. It's like a spaceship aluminum Twinkie.
Yeah.
And they last forever. How are you going to, unless you smash it into something, what's going to happen to the core of it? Probably nothing. It's just this iron shell or whatever.
Yeah, we got a tour of it. It's pretty impressive, dude.
Yeah, thank you. The inside can get fucked up, of course, and will probably get switched out. But it's not going to cost nearly what the thing itself. You're paying for the name. You're paying for the quality. You're paying for the amenities. I showed you guys our base model.
Yeah, model is yours called?
Is that the Sport? Okay. Yeah, so we got a 22. That's the 19. We got the 22, so it's 3 more feet. Basically, what you get out of that is you don't have to shower on the shitter. That's the difference. So it's kind of... That's what you get. Says this Steeps 4. Anyway, you can look it up. Airstreams are fucking awesome. I saw one day, and I was like, what is that? And I looked up the prices. I said, that's not for me. And then I saw that it could be turned into a business. So if you want to become a $200 Patreon, come down and stay in the Airstream. I'm going to be Airbnb-ing it, and probably... I'm kind of pulling away from that. I don't want it to be a hotel. I want it more to be at a camper. So maybe outdoorsy. You come, you hook up, you take it out wherever you want. Pays pretty well.
Does yours have this feature where you can just control things with your phone?
I had no idea. So probably not.
This is on the $150,000 one. So I don't know if it comes with that or it's probably an add-on.
We walked into the $150 ones. $150,000 ones. Yeah. It's you get that same feeling as when you go into that first $500 a night room or
$500
a night room. You're just like, whoa, what the fuck? It has two full bedrooms in it. It's 34 feet long, 35 feet long.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a long, that's like an like RV, mine. Dude.
It's got a closet.
It has a closet.
Is this the one right here? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the floor plan right there.
Jeez, that is beautiful. Not to say yours isn't, but that is that's huge. $150,000. Good Lord.
But as soon as you guys like
finish, man, that's pretty impressive.
It's all oak, right?
So you're probably looking more at like $200,000 there. Because on the showroom, we didn't say anything like that. You can see the quality right away, right when you walk in.
Yeah, and those leather cushions you have, those are nice.
The lambskin or whatever.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It was so soft.
Yeah. Anyway, they're awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
And so if I'm not on here next week, it's because I'm in jail from debt. We'll see what
happens. What was that website or app you're talking about?
Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy.
So that could happen. So if you're a city person and you have a little economy car, it can go as low as like just renting an SUV for the weekend, mm-hmm. all the way up to like getting an Airstream or getting a full-on
RV or something.
Class A, you'd have to get the license, you could get a giant RV and take that up.
Oh man!
And but the majority of the time, these things just sit in people's driveways.
Yeah,
like the vast majority.
Oh so yeah,
they're willing to rent it for just about anything as long as it turns a profit.
And how big does it need to be for you to need that license? Like, not like a regular motorhome, but... I'm not
sure it's on the length so much as the type of motor. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
It gets weird once you start getting...
I get you.
Yeah.
A 1976 Volkswagen T2, 140 a night.
Yeah, but you're paying for the cool factor.
Yeah, the thing is cool as shit.
It's decked out.
So, look. So, that thing right there on the left is $100 a night, right?
Yeah.
And you get everything... Plus a motor.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't come with them. You have to come with a truck.
Right.
So it's like, where do we land? Right.
Okay.
But still, Airstreams are around $200 a night just for the name and the quality.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn. All right, before we get into listener questions, just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's subscribed. We got Real Cajun Crusader, Dope Sacks.
Somebody got us early at the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Cajun Crusader is hosting us. Gigahertz just subbed 2 months in a row. Zap.
Thanks, homie.
Dope Sacks. And Recycled at the beginning of the show.
No, there's another one at the beginning, but it's all right.
So no, that was the one at the beginning.
Started with a Z. There was two at the beginning. Trust me, buddy.
No, there was Bits.
Nope.
Cajun threw
there
some
was two
bits.
Subscriptions.
It would show it right here.
Okay.
Zap and Recycled.
You're off the show.
2 hours ago.
I have no authority to kick Bobby off the show.
All right. Let's get to some listener questions. So we didn't have many last week, and people responded in mass.
Well,
this
I
week.
Called them a bunch of pussies. So it might have something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe. So we've got a lot. I think we can get through all of them. We'll see how it goes. We may have to cut it short, postpone some for next week, but I don't think that'll be the case. Let's do our best here. Okay. Admiral Beef asks, here's a question. Why the fuck is WoW so bad? This X-Pack feels like 10 steps backwards, and it is bad, and they should feel bad.
You're wrong. It's the best. It's the.
Why don't we let the WoW player talk about this?
It's the best reviewed X-Pack for quite some time, so you're
it's,
wrong.
It sold really well,
yeah.
Too. It does feel, compared to Legion, I didn't make it this far in Legion, so my opinion's a little skewed, but Legion, to me, felt like a lot more content, and a lot of the stuff I'm doing now in WoW is not the new content. And I think we're just at a point where we're about to get to the new big update, the 8.1 update. So all this content's just right around the corner, and everybody is just really feeling the lull right now. But there's, his opinion is definitely reflected online. If you look at a lot of comments, Twitter, like, people are a little upset about this. I'm having a good time. I'm still playing it, but I understand why people are a little upset with it.
But Bobby, you didn't make it this far in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, but I didn't do pet battles in the last one, which have been around for like five plus years. So I'm just finding other stuff to do. But the areas, the new areas in this one, they seem smaller than the older one. It definitely feels like there's less stuff to do in the new content. I'm finding other stuff to do. Like, I'm getting back into PvP. I'm doing the pet battles. Like, I'm going and getting like old armor sets. Like, I'm just finding like my own things to do. But as far as new content,
my feelings are so confused, because I wanted you to stop playing HOTS so bad, but then you moved on.
Yeah,
to
I just swapped one addiction for the other, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like you promised to not cheat on me again with that one guy, but then you went to a fatter, older, uglier guy, and like, so I'm sorry, trying to justify it.
Warconius says, holy shit, Netflix got into gaming. What do you think? Walking simulators could be big on Netflix. Edith Finch, maybe? Question, what are some ideas you guys have to grow the DLG community? What are your goals? Are you guys focused on building more content, or is it building a bigger community with lots of meetups, events, community gaming, etc.?
Edith Finch would crush on Netflix. It would be fantastic.
I think that. What's the one that they're doing with the Superman guy? The Witcher. I think that coming to Netflix is going to open the door, and then Castlevania has been pretty successful.
No, but what he's talking about, there's choose your own adventure stuff now.
Like,
there's actual games. There's interactive Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the first one is. I think he talked about it there, or he linked it, but I
think they're doing something with Minecraft as well.
I think that's the one, actually.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I think there's a Minecraft show game.
Got it.
And you can coined choose your own adventure. Yeah. Adventure. Who knows, man? I don't know. Did you guys see Saturday Night Live's spoof on Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty good. It's like basically they're like, we're just going to make everything possibly that could be made.
Yeah.
And the girl's pitch was like, so there's a girl named Subi, and they just throw money at her face and they're like, make it.
I feel like we've been making this joke on Netflix for a long time. Like, South Park
did that too.
Like,
yeah.
2 years ago, or like a year ago. But yeah. And Netflix is actually canceling shows. Surprisingly.
Well, the Marvel ones are all, which
they're probably going to Disney.
They're probably going to
Disney's
Disney,
new platform.
And it sucks because Daredevil was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Flash really is good, sucks. Too. I think they still have The Flash, though.
That's not on Netflix. I don't think. It's Hulu, right?
Was it Hulu?
I think that's a network show. I'm pretty sure it's a network show.
Yeah, I might be right. So how do we plan on growing the community? Well, mentioned earlier in the show, Spotify, YouTube. It's just, you know, these things require work and more time. And
which none of us have. I don't have enough time to play video games, guys. I'll always be here for the podcast, but fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the future...
I never talked about Diablo 3. I'm not going to now.
Yeah, you didn't.
Did I?
No, you didn't.
No.
Diablo 3?
That That's what I played most
for the Switch?
Week. Yeah.
Oh, not for the Switch? Okay.
Just in general.
Cool.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I played the most. I played like a whole 4 hours.
Oof. Big gamer.
Big game.
But yeah, we should do some more community events. The ones that we've had in the past have always been a lot of fun. And I know I've got some time coming up. Time off coming up, and that's an excellent time to do.
Oh yeah, what happens during that, Bobby?
The week off you get.
Well, I have my dailies, and then I gotta do my weeklies.
Yeah, schedule fills up quick.
Those get in the way of my monthlies.
Okay, Sloppy Thor says, if you could live anywhere except California, where would you go, Bobby? When Tides comes out, can we level tunes together at some point, since the XP reduction will be nice? Also, Bobby, I am so curious about your dark days. Can you elaborate if you want to? Of course. Emilio, how is the salsa business coming? Lot of questions.
Yeah. Can we start?
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
All right. If you could live anywhere except California, where would you go? Nowhere. I would die before I left California.
Austin, Texas.
No, I'm kidding. Portland. Portland, 100%.
By the way, Minnie's going to be off the show soon, guys. And that's not a joke. He's moving to Austin.
I mean, maybe. I mean, after being in Austin. Oh.
Taking me on an emotional loop here.
Yeah.
You say you're leaving, and you're like, no.
No, I've always said maybe and maybe not, but I just got back from vacation in Austin.
And loved it there.
Oh, my God, I loved it.
But being Austin's on vacation cool. And living are two different things, but
that is true.
Everybody says Austin's amazing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
For sure.
There's that.
Yeah. Portland is, dude, if I had money, like if I save up enough money, I would definitely consider buying property in Portland.
Yeah.
I think like Austin. It out there.
Austin is San Diego before the traffic right now.
Yeah, they're building freeways there, or they're building onto their freeways. Like, so every freeway in and around Austin is under construction right now. Like, you cannot get on freeway without it being under construction. It's pretty.
And then Portland has the largest influx of white people in the United States.
Yeah,
yeah. And Bobby's like, I want to go to Austin. For me, I'd like to try another country, I think. I've always been enamored with Spain. I like their laid back. I think America's just too fucking pedal to the metal all the time. Everyone, that's the only way you can survive.
Yeah, rush.
Both people are working to support one child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's probably the greatest country in the world when it comes to opportunity. But as far as like quality of life, I'm not sure it's the best. But I don't know. I've never lived anywhere else. Hmm. Getting deep on you motherfuckers. Expect that from the drunk guy.
All right. So he says, Bobby, when Tides comes out, can we level tunes together at some point? So Tides of Vengeance is the 8.1 update with WoW.
Free? And,
well, yeah. If you have a subscription to WoW, then yeah, it's free. Man, I hate leveling tunes these days. I would so much rather pay $60, but they are changing it to where you level up faster. And there's particularly parts in leveling up that take a long time. Like, I think it's like 60 to 65 is like a super hard grind right now. I think it's that. I was listening
what
to
what level are you podcast. Right now, Bobby?
Well, I'm capped on...
Which is what?
120.
120. Okay, yeah. So is 8.1 going to max? Or
no. No,
so what is he talking about?
Just starting new characters. So I would be interested in starting my Dark Iron Dwarf. So they have new characters that if you've done a certain quest line with one character, you open up these new characters you can play. Like
cool.
Not just dwarves, but Dark Iron Dwarves. So they have, like, I can't remember what the ones are on the Horde. They're going to have new ones, though. Like, they're going to have Kul'tiran humans instead of the
normal
humans.
Which one is the gnome? Like the horny gnome?
I don't think the gnome has a branching... character yet, or class, or whatever. Wow. But yeah, I might be interested in doing that, getting my Dark Iron Dwarf. They start at level 20 when you create one of those characters, and I really want to do a what were the new ones a couple expansions back? The Death Knight.
Draenei?
The Illidan guy, you know?
Oh, Draenei.
My God. No, not the Draenei. Not those Draenei? Weird alien dudes that ruined everything. The Demon Hunter.
Oh yeah.
Demon Hunter.
Geez. I love the Death Knight, by the way. That's my main right now. Well, I just deleted Wow.
I just see Demon Hunters doing an obscene amount of damage, and I'm like, I got to figure out that guy. Snicker Snee, thanks for the sub, dude. All right. And then, let's see. Curious, Bobby, curious about your dark days. Can you elaborate? Who?
No.
not in recording. I'll tell you some great stories, maybe off the podcast. The joke that I always make is they all end with the same thing, me saying, and that's why I don't drink anymore. but yeah, there's some times, but I don't want to have that recorded and on the internet.
and Emilio, how's the salsa business coming?
Yeah, Emilio? He should. We'll get back to him when he Emilio. Comes back. I'm actually holding some of the salsa here, the Insidious. Oh, there's no label on this
yeah.
one. Okay.
He's printed the labels. They look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a sugar skull label. Good. And he said, like, they're still experimenting with the mixture, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. How's the salsa business going?
Are we not going to talk about the dark days?
No, we're not.
I was just going to skip right over that.
No, well, you missed my whole explanation. Not on a recorded podcast.
All right. It's doing really well. It doesn't sound like it to you guys because you don't hear the updates constantly, but we are narrowing down our final formulas. And I think we found our mild. And next week we try out our hot. And once we have that, we already have the jars. Then it's just rent a kitchen. Oh, and we also have to, if you ever make a product, it's funny, for $100, you can send your shit out, give them your recipe, and then they just give you your nutrition facts, so you could just print them out from there. $100.
Oh, easy. Cool.
Yeah. So you think that might be the hard part, but it's not really hard at all. And
can we talk about why your salsa is unique?
Sure. I mean, it's a long episode, but it's not really a salsa. We're not even sure we're going to call it a hot sauce. I think we're going to call it a hot sauce because it's more of a hot sauce. Salsa mm-hmm. is tomato-based. We don't have no tomato. We don't have any vegetables at all. It's non-perishable. You can
These
open
aren't tomato seeds?
No. You can open that lid and just let it sit.
Do tomatoes have seeds?
Yes. And you could open up the lid and just like aerate it. It has no... it's non-perishable at all. It's drenched in oil. The I would say 40 to 50% of it is oil. We use high quality oil, blah, blah, blah. And the rest of it is seeds. From chili seeds that give it the spice, all the pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, almonds, which are nuts, but a few other seeds. And anyway, you end up with a salsa or hot sauce that has texture. What's really good about that is you put on stuff that doesn't have texture, like eggs, soft breads, cheeses, and now you have crunch to your and a little bit of spice and flavor and texture. My mouth's watering because I'm thinking about it because I put it on literally everything. And I'm not just saying that to sell my product. I love it.
Good pitch.
Thanks. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Looks like we got another one from Sloppy Thor here. He's really, really hitting it up here. Do you guys know about the Amazon Prime Video? I just found out about it because I'm slow. Been watching the show Vikings. It's awesome. Also going to try to ask more questions. I've been slacking. So here's a few to start. Don't read them all in one. Shit. Well, I mean, you got to say that up front. There were so many listener questions that Emilio put them in. And I was just like, fuck it. I can't pre-read them. There's just too many, which I usually do. So yeah. Sorry.
Vikings was on something else before. I watched it on that whatever. I think it was on HBO. Watched it there. Very good show.
Yeah, good things.
Besides that, yes, I watched Grand Tour on there. And Chi right now would say that The Expanse is super good. And a lot of people say The Expanse is probably their best show.
Mm-hmm. Not The Tick?
No.
Tick is fucking hilarious. Are you
talking about the live action one?
Yeah.
The old live action one?
No, the new live action
one. Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. The old live action one, actually not that bad with, what's his name? The guy who voices Joe from Family Guy, Patrick Warburton. But you know what is also on, I believe it's Prime Amazon Video, because I have Prime and I've never really noticed it before, and I've just started digging through it. They have a lot of old school cartoons, like old Hanna-Barbera, like really old stuff.
You know, it might be the old one, now that I think about it. I thought it was new.
No, it's new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they didn't make a new one.
Probably within 3-4 years.
Oh, okay.
Handmaid's Tale, I think, is on that. I think. And that's like Academy Award winning, Emmy winning, mm-hmm. like Sam watched the season, both seasons twice. Like, it became an obsession in my house.
Yeah. I feel like Prime Video, I'm glad you bring this up, because I feel like Prime Video is something that a lot of people have, and they don't realize they have it, and they don't realize they have access to, like, all this free video content.
So basically, if you have Amazon Prime, you have...
Yeah, which everybody Prime does.
Video, yeah.
50% of the United States. And that was, like, a stat from 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
About Handmaid's Tale. It's about handmaidens mm-hmm. who, like, take care of the babies or whatever. But in this world... like only 10 or 6% of girls can have babies.
Oh, wow.
And so the handmaidens are also actually the mothers. So this is a crazy scene, man, or repetitive scene. They lay on top of the wife with their legs spread. And so there's the wife. And then the man has sex with the handmaiden, but looks at the wife. So he's kind of like a piece of meat.
Okay.
To have the baby in between them. Yeah, and she's paid for this.
Okay.
Only because genetically she's one of the only ones that can have babies.
Right.
And it's all like super strict religious stuff. It looked really interesting, but crazy. I didn't want to give any credence to something Sam was watching before me. So maintain dominance, man.
All right, Atrocious asks, I have two questions for the podcast. And these are hard-hitting questions. Brace yourselves. Oh, boy. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Also, is soup a cereal?
No and no.
Yes and no. Hot dog is meat between two pieces of bread. Sandwich confirmed.
Is it one piece of bread?
It is one piece of bread. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, so is a sub.
So is it a pita?
A sub isn't a pita.
Well, I don't see why we're splitting
hairs. A hot dog might be a pita.
I don't think so.
All right.
Okay. It's bread and meat. It's a sandwich. All right. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. All right. So, soup is a cereal? No, you're crazy.
Does that make a corn dog a popsicle?
Look, man, we could sit here all day trying to figure out what's what.
Go fuck yourself for that question.
So, you're just saying no and no then, or yes and no?
Bad question.
Jens asks, what is Minnie's favorite Bible verse, and why is it, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth? Matthew 5:5.
See, when that happens, I'm just going to be there crotch chopping while you fucking alphas are, I don't know, dead in the dirt or whatever Jesus Christ decides to do with your dumbasses.
So he's embracing his meek status.
I fucking have to, man. You meme the fuck out of
it.
It's
in the Bible.
I can't deny a meme.
I'm just saying that somebody requested a specific sign off. So we'll see. How that goes.
All right. Sniper says, what 2018...
Is this another time when you're not going to use my fucking name?
Yeah.
Like every other goddamn episode? Yeah. Yep. Real original fucker.
All right. Sniper asks, what 2018 game deserved more attention? Wait, Warconia says, cereal is like a bouillabaisse. I just want to say bouillabaisse. Bouillabaisse. 2018 game deserved more attention.
What's
dude,
the one with the dwarves that go mining?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I want to say Dwarferius, but it's not.
Yeah, we're all fucked. Deep Rock Galactic.
That's the one.
Deep Rock Galactic, for sure.
Yeah, it did not get... It got plenty of DLG review.
Yeah.
Plenty. Weeks and weeks.
I think...
Globally?
I think it did all right. I think it did all right.
No, it definitely did all right.
Yeah, I could have used more attention. That was a fantastic game that we all agreed on.
And it's getting better. They just dropped 8 new weapons.
Yeah.
So,
like super weapons, dude. These weapons are like game changers. Have you seen them in action?
Like OP?
I don't know if they're OP because... they're just different.
Mm.
Like the new like minigun is more like
that's what you want.
Is like a 4-cannon Gatling gun.
It's a slow wind up.
Slow, yeah, it's something different. Or I haven't seen this, but yeah, they're just completely different.
Like I want to play
the engineer. He gets like something that like shoots like a blade of laser and just like cuts through shit.
Mm. Should be good. Yeah. I've been wanting to play it, but nobody wants to play. It's not that nobody wants to play. It's just like nobody has time.
Yeah,
I think it's just.
But
you.
If you think about it, man, like a great game comes out, we all play it, we all really like it, and we all wonder why we don't go back and play it. But at the same time, more great games are coming out, and they're just piling on top of each other. There's just a mountain of games that we need to play out there, and it's impossible.
You're the weird one.
Yeah.
You're on cheese, Mike. Why are you cheese? Usually, you're over here.
Because I thought you were going to sit over there. That's what we have done in the past.
Oh.
We have three people. We sit.
Now we just got this. Odd gap right
maybe I
there.
Just wanted to smell cheese
you can really see the
cheese on the mic
Oh, geez. Smells so good.
Are you drinking?
No.
All right.
Well, you can see all our little shit in the shelf there. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so on the flip side, Pharaoh Steve asks, what's the most overhyped game you played and don't understand the attention it gets? I mean, obviously for me, it's Fortnite. I don't get it. I don't know how much of that is like an accurate opinion or if it's just like these damn kids. Like, I'm just too old to get it. Like, I just don't understand.
It's a good answer. I'll go with that because
I think that's how we all feel.
Yeah.
As a generalization, I have to say anything that's open world, man, I don't understand any of that. Like, why people like these games? It's just, it seems like everything is aimless in these games. It doesn't appeal to me at all. Like,
but you're like a speedrunner, and you can't really speedrun open world games.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
You can, but it's just not as fun because
not without somebody telling you beforehand how to speedrun.
I mean, that was only such as
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I kind of share that opinion from time to time. It's just I like a game that has like set parameters and goals, and like it tells me what it wants from me so that I can accomplish these goals. But yeah, I don't know, but I can see the appeal with the open world games from time to time.
Yeah, I think the biggest drawback for me is there's never a challenge in open world games. Like I can't think of
it's hard for them to do it. Because you don't,
yeah, you
there's no levels.
Yeah, you have to scale it or something.
You have to challenge yourself, I guess.
And then, yeah, it's just, like, if you don't challenge yourself, then it's not going to be hard at all.
Yeah.
And it's for just running through the game, like, through the story, there's no challenge if you're doing that. So it doesn't appeal to me at all. So anything open world, that's my answer.
All right. All right. Jen's coming in again with some questions. The holiday season is upon us. What are some memorable Christmas or winter-themed video games or levels?
Metroid Prime. Had an awesome winter level. It was the music, the aesthetic, and like just like they introduced new enemies in
music as in Christmas music?
It was winter music. Not really. I mean, it kind of sounds Christmas
chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely some cold sounding music. Like if you like go back to like Donkey Kong on those ice levels, they had like
Bobby, you can't go back to games that you've abandoned outright.
No, I got to show you this new. So you're talking about holiday games. First of all,
are you playing HOTS at all?
Yeah.
Okay. How much?
Not much.
When he does his dailies.
The ARAM is the brawl this week, so I've just been mindlessly playing that. But they've announced their new update. So they always do these themed updates, and this is their new update. It's called Toys, Toys, Toys. I'll turn the audio on here a little so you can hear it.
Okay.
No way.
So
it's teddy bear Stitches.
It's skins that are action figures. Yeah, teddy bear Stitches. You've got like an action figure Dahaka.
Oh yeah, it's like a Toy Story.
Oh, cool.
And the little kid's talking over it, like all these cool Christmas gifts.
Where's Dahaka from?
He's from StarCraft. He's a primal Zerg. So he's like the Zerg that didn't get like just grew off in the wild.
Yeah,
just wild primal Zerg. Yeah, and then Valyria's got like a little like robotic. Like,
she's kind of action figure
as
well.
Yeah, like power armor action figure.
She-Ra.
Yeah, very She-Ra. So yeah, this is what they're doing for Christmas. It looks cool. Of course, I got to get the skins, especially that Dahaka
one. And that kid as the announcer, you can get him as the
kid's
announcer?
The announcer, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's really good. Jens is probably mad I used this question to bring up here at the store.
I can only think of like... I remember back in the day, TF2 having really good Christmas stuff.
Like yeah,
new Christmas guns coming out.
Like Killing Floor 2 will have some Christmas stuff. I'll probably dip into that. You know what game I always go back to during this time of the year for no reason is Awesome Knots. And it's because when I first played that game, it was like in December, like of 2013, like way back in the day. And so, I don't know, this time of year, I always just think like, what's Awesome Knots up to?
I think there was a sub question to this question, no?
Yeah. What do you do to get into the holiday spirit in general?
Did you answer the primary question?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't listening to Meek.
I do not like Christmas. I don't think
you
man.
Did, though.
I don't get into the holiday spirit.
I don't think you did.
I did. I did. TF2.
Oh, yeah.
What
okay.
did you say?
Metroid Prime.
Oh, yeah. What's the other part? Oh, it's funny. For me, it's kind of like consumerism. America.
Yeah, when you grow up, you're just like, Christmas is bullshit, man. It's just like money and shit I gotta do.
No. But like, I do get into the Christmas spirit, but it's usually when it's cold, I'm in a shopping center, and I realize, whoa, there's way more people. Oh, That's what's going on.
Oh yeah.
Like just... it hits me like that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm cold. Everybody's in jackets. Cause I don't even own a jacket. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then from then on, I'm using the Christmas spirit. That happened to me like 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. So, finally hit you.
Yeah. I'll listen to, I love Christmas music. I think it's good.
Oh my God, dude. You never worked retail, have you? Yeah. You did. Yeah. They just play that shit on loop.
Dude, one year.
Last Christmas. Shader Weather
started the day after
Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh my God.
And they got so many complaints that they turned it off.
Yeah.
That was too much. But after Thanksgiving, I like that music.
Dude, if I hear Wham Last Christmas one more time, man. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
I think his White Christmas is one of the best songs of all time.
There's a study.
That guy's voice is like syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, very smooth voice. The study saying that the Christmas music causes people to spend more money, like just having music around. Yeah. So,
because you're happier. If you're happier, then you're...
I mean, some people are. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, like, not
me and Bobby. Me and Bobby are in the same boat here.
I'll tell you what you should do though this holiday season is watch Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Never saw it.
Best, really.
Yeah.
So it's the, you know.
Let me tell you,
you've never seen Scrooged.
No.
Holy shit, man.
AKA.
I'm just gonna bring up the.
AKA Digi, AKA Digital,
AKA. Don't you dare, AKA. So it's basically like, you know, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' classic novel, told but in modern times being 1988 New York City,
okay.
Starring Bill Murray. And it's fucking awesome, man. It's the best rendition of A Christmas Carol you've seen. Highly recommend it. Check it out. It's Scrooged with a D at the end because, you know, he's getting Scrooged.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Classic. I quote this movie way too much. I was
7 out of 10, by the way, IMDb.
IMDb always has low scores. Can't go by.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Always does.
Their highest rated movie, anybody know?
Avengers, probably.
No. Actually, I haven't checked since Avengers came out, but it's Shawshank.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Boots Magoots. Says with Cyberpunk 20
Magoots.
Brutes Magoots.
I think boats, by the way.
Oh, it's boats.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. With Cyberpunk 2077 slated to release in the coming year, do you all think it will be so overhyped that it will disappoint people? For example, I like the idea of the Witcher games, but just can't get into them for some reason. Do you foresee that happening with Cyberpunk 2077 after the hype? I don't think so. I don't like the Witcher games either, man. Like, I'm one of those weird people too that just can't get into that game, but Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be way more on the first person shooter side. And I think for me, the whole cyberpunk theme just is way more interesting. So I don't know, man, this is the one game that I believe the hype.
I have to agree, man, because I was thinking the same thing. Because I can shoot in it, it's probably going to keep my interest a little more. Maybe there is a hard mode on this or something, make it more difficult.
The shooting keeps the minute to minute fun,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then their story writing that is already tried and true keeps the hour for hour fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully between those two, we have a really good game.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't detract too much between the shooty.
I think Deus Ex did that pretty well. Even the latest one, that one did shooty cyberpunk and RPG.
The latest one. I did like Human Revolution though.
Yeah, that one was good as well.
And the original, of course, like the original.
I didn't play the original, but I did play the second one. But yeah, those games are really difficult, and I like that.
All right, Duck says, so I tried to get into Borderlands 2 this past week. The game ended up being pretty much unplayable as it would not register mouse clicks, so the gunplay was very unsatisfying. Turns out there's a massive community-made patch that's pretty much necessary to fix problems that the developer has left in. Who is at fault for this? Is it the developers? Is it the community for fixing these? Is it the community for fixing the problems and letting the developer get away with this? Why do we put up with this garbage?
Bobby, was this an issue back in the day?
No.
I don't think it was.
I don't remember that.
This is probably modern architecture not being able... There's some sort of disconnect there.
Yeah.
Right? So is it a modern... Is it an older game's responsibility to keep up with modern hardware...
I don't know, man. I was just listening to a podcast where they're talking about how Blizzard just put so much effort into maintaining old games. Like, they still patch StarCraft and 2 and like Warcraft 3. And not all companies do that. It's not profitable for them to do that in most cases. So you can't really expect that of them.
I definitely wouldn't call it garbage. He said it was garbage. It's like,
it's not that old of a game. It's 2008, 2009. Borderlands 2.
So that was 2011, I believe.
Yeah, 2011 sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you could start forgiving them for not keeping the game up, I think. Yeah. It wouldn't cost them much to bring it up, but they took a big hit on the last game that they made.
But yeah, it would definitely, like, playing this game on launch, I had none of that problem. And
no, nobody did. Yeah. I mean, this wasn't a thing. This isn't, it's getting older.
I think it depends on how many people are playing it, too. Is it worth upkeeping? Probably not a lot of people are still playing.
Yeah, I would pull back that opinion a little bit, man.
They did release a shit ton of DLC for that, and that really kind of soured
Use the patch and stop bitching. I think.
Well, I think you're just frustrated at the situation because he just bought this game full price. And
it's a good thing that the community was there. I mean, obviously people are still playing it if they made a community patch.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to knock people for doing that. Like, I don't think that's like I don't want to discourage people from doing that because that saved like a lot of really good games, you know, community made patches.
A few weeks ago, I said that, that Portal 2 co-op was the best two-player experience. Mm-hmm. I think, I will still say, unknowing about this one glitch or whatever you're having, that Borderlands 2 is in the top 3.
Yeah. No, it's a fun game with friends.
Love it.
Yeah. One Love of my it. Best experience co-op.
Yeah.
All right. Admiral Beef, again. Oh, this is a long one. Hang in there.
Basically, he's saying, let me just summarize it, I think. He's saying that why do modern games have clunky
crafting?
He has his question up front here. He extrapolates on it, but I'll just read the initial question. Why are crafting and maintenance tasks considered good gameplay mechanics? And then he references Fallout 76, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Because some people enjoy that, dude. As much as it sounds like crazy talk to you and me, Bobby likes cleaning up after bloody messes.
They got a Santa version of that game too, Viscera Cleanup.
That's Viscera Cleanup detail. That you're basically going after the Doom guy and mopping up all the shit that he fucking put on the walls. That's what that game is.
Yeah. Well, someone makes a good point here that I was going to say. Days in chat says sometimes grinding is soothing and calming. And I think that's really why a lot of people do these types of things, do these repetitive tasks, maintenance, crafting, whatever. Yeah. It's
Zen.
There was a great way that I put it the other day when I was talking about this, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, go ahead and stroke yourself a little bit there, bud.
Yeah, but it's like, it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic.
You guys remember when I was triumphant?
I mean, you weren't there. I was talking to someone else about it.
Oh, okay.
But there's some things that, they are repetitive. They are like, they're not really good gameplay, but in a way it's just, like playing with a Zen garden or like, it's satisfying in a different sort of way. It's a way to unwind, and it almost allows your brain to do something like mechanical and repetitive, so you don't have to think, or you can kind of turn your brain off. And I think people, especially as you get older and you just like spend all day at work and then you come home and you're just like, fuck it. Like, I don't want anything that's too challenging. I think you start to favor those types of games.
I don't know if my artifact critique came through, but that's my number one critique of it. Like, and it's not something that applies to everybody.
What is that critique?
I can't relax.
Oh, okay.
I have to be on point, and I have to win this war.
You can't be doing Netflix and...
Yeah, I can't. There's no way.
Can't multitask. No. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think you should make that like your whole game, though, like just something that, like Clicker or something like that, like these Clicker
farming
games.
Farming Simulator gets away with it, and a lot of people love that, but it's not my type of game. It is like a game that like you don't really do anything. It's just kind of like...
You make a farm. Are you bringing that up because it just popped up on the Steam page?
No, actually, it popped up right after I said that.
I don't know about that.
But no, this...
You meant Farmville. I think.
No, actually, this farming sim. So it's like it's nothing that's difficult to do.
It's a simulation game.
Yeah. There's nothing difficult in this game. You just kind of go through the motions and things happen and then you.
But you could ruin your farm. I mean, there's like a.
Yeah. Oh. What if it costs you 4 cents a head and you sell them at 3 cents a head? That's the end of your farm, bitch.
It's really hard to screw a farming sim game.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of it comes down to just what you enjoy as a gamer. Like I can take a little bit of that in a game, but especially those games that are just nothing but that, like that's kind of where I draw the line.
I don't like that at all, man. That's too much for me. I don't like going into like the menial things, like even creating a character. I don't like doing that because like it takes away from me actually playing the game, and I'm there to like smash heads in or something.
Yeah, I spend less time in character creation these days. That's not a huge thing for me anymore. All right, last question. We made it. Data KN asks, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, what is your go-to game when you need to zone out from reality? Ooh, topical. I go to simulation games where there is a bit of downtime to just stare at the screen and admire the game. Wow, that couldn't have been placed any better.
I did that on purpose. I saw all of this in my mind's eye. I'm going to say Diablo 3.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. When I'm playing, quotation marks, you're just grinding, going through. Right now, it's really easy. It's not difficult at all. So right now, it's just like grind. I don't think none of that time. And it's just relaxing that I'm just killing all these things. And then when you level up or your inventory fills up, you have to think a little bit, tinker a little bit, and then you go back to the grind. Mm-hmm. And it's a very nice balance of like...
Because you get to dictate the speed of that. So you play around with your build and your items, and you're like, oh, what if I mix this ability with that ability? And then you take it out in the field and you test it. And it's just, it's a nice back and forth between that. I think Diablo 3 is a really good example, a really good answer to that question. And an example of a type of game that, you know, does seem a little grindy, but also has some fun parts to it. Because it's interesting. We like to do that a lot in games where we construct something before, you know, like any card game, you build your deck before and then you take it into battle and see how it plays out. And there's something cool to that.
For sure.
I don't know what.
I don't see the correlation between those two.
Between what?
Between like a game that takes you like out that you can really get into or building your deck beforehand. What are you trying to get to?
Because like in a card game, you build your deck. You're like, oh, what if I put in like three of these cards and then I try to go with this strategy?
Oh, as far as the tinkering.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Okay, gotcha, the pre-planning phase of it. Yeah, but I don't know how to answer this question. So a game that I use to zone out from reality, there's definitely ones that I use. WoW is another game.
I was going to say certain parts of WoW.
Yeah, there's definitely certain parts of WoW where I can just, like if I just want to chill and I don't know how much time I have, like maybe I'll just skip to an area, do some collecting of pets or whatever, you know, something a little low key. But there's other games that I do that with as well, and I just can't really remember them at the moment.
Because WoW has a built-in mine operator, bro. You're part of the system.
Mine is definitely Heroes of the Storm. That's a game that I don't play to be better at. I'm always playing quick play. Playing just to chill.
Yeah, I can't chill in that game. I get way too serious.
No, I do not get that seriously.
Oh my god, I think I rage quit on some people. I straight up left a game the other day. Like the people that I usually practice with, I don't know if they were trolling me or what, but they were just not playing well. And I was just like, dude,
was it in quick play?
It might've been, because I don't know what mode we were in.
I can't understand people who get angry at quick play. Cause you quick match. Yeah.
Oh,
quick match. Like pick a hero.
If I play that game, I'm giving 110%, man. I'm in there for the W. No excuses.
I can understand that, but getting angry over something that you had no control over.
I kind of put it on myself though. I was healing and I picked Anna, who is a very specific healer. Mm. It's all about positioning and nobody was peeling for the back line. Like there was a Tracer that was just diving me. And I was like, Tracer keeps diving me. Someone's got to do something about that. All right, guys. Team fight's breaking out. Tracer's going to dive me. Can't step up if you guys don't peel for me. Tracer's diving me, guys. I need some help back here. I'm going down, guys. I'm dead. And this happened like 3 times in a row. So I was just like, all right, guys.
Yeah, that would be frustrating. Oh, my God. Especially your level play.
Especially when you understand the game at his level.
Yeah.
Like, he knew those things were going to happen.
Right.
He asked for help. And then those things that, you know what I mean?
That's definitely super.
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'd be like, man, Tracer's really good. Way unbalanced.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
All right, let's do it.
Well, that's good.
Call it a night.
It's been 2 hours and 20 minutes.
All right, guys.
To wrap it up. Well, what are we playing next week? Let's end on that.
I'm just stressing out over what you're going to say to fucking close this shit.
Smash? Yeah.
Smash.
4 days.
And Dragon Ball FighterZ more. I'm sure we'll be playing that. And
if is it cross-platform?
No.
Do we know? No.
And probably the new Battletech.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to watch the Game Awards. Maybe I'll get into some awesome knots.
Last year we watched the Game Awards on Twitter.
It's on Discord, I think. Just straight up on Discord.
It was on Steam,
I think we were talking on Discord. So December 6th. I think I'll be home that night too. We should try to get together and watch that.
Yeah, guys, let's hook up.
Is that Friday? No.
December 6th.
That's Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, because Friday the 7th is Friday. So yeah, Thursday night. I don't know. They always do that too. They do it like in the middle of the week. Like what the fuck? I don't know. Because if we were on a weekend, I would probably drive out. I mean, it's just in LA. It's like $50.
I might go.
But Thursday I can't.
That's why I was saying, like, what do you wear? That's why.
When you attend?
If we actually went.
The bar is not very high. I mean, I would probably dress nice just because I like to, but. So watch the Game Awards Thursday.
Never seen you dress nice.
Really?
No. I mean, unless what you call nice is different.
I don't know. Like for work, I don't even wear t-shirts that often. It's usually some sort of collared shirt. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I like to get dressed up when the occasion calls for it, but it rarely does. Let's close it out.
Did you say a game?
No. I don't know what I'm going to get into. I'm going to see where the wind takes me, man. I am so sleep deprived right now. I don't even know what's happening.
Wow. Probably more Diablo. I'm just really enjoying it, man. I'm sorry.
You think we should put a thing in Discord for people who have Switch so we can all get on some Smash Brothers, put like a little channel on Switch?
Yeah, maybe. I think everybody that has a Switch is going to buy it.
This is how it starts. Yeah.
And Bobby, A Way Out. Let's play some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Because you're so much better than this. All right. Speaking for Bobby, Mickey Del Macho, and myself.
God damn it.
Not she. She's not here.
Go fuck yourself, Jens.
Jens Titties. He has some. Mickey Del Macho. That came from somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, of course, it couldn't come.
Could you please sign out this way? And I was like, I like it. Mickey Del Macho?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Shut up.
Fuck out, couch.